like when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas. Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about
geography.
Don't know much trigonometry.
much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
You might possess the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody to love. You're nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be a king, you might possess all the world and its gold. The gold won't bring you happiness when you're getting old. The world is the same, you won't change it. Sure as the stars shine above, you are nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody, grab yourself somebody. You are nobody, nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be the king, you might even snatch all the world and its gold, but the gold won't get you happiness when you're getting old. The world, whole world's the same, you're never gonna change it. Change it as long as the stars shine above. You're nobody until somebody loves you. Go out and get yourself somebody.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, Denver, Jersey Shore, Blue Claws Baseball here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Ciamparisi. Blue Claws 20-23, 58-51. Phillies affiliates against the White Sox affiliate from Winston-Salem. The Dash are 22-21, 53-56. The Dash 5-2 winners on Tuesday, the first game of the series. And they will send Aldrin Batista to the mound in his second high A start. Blue Claws have a rehabbing right-hander from Lehigh Valley, Freddie Tarnoff, who is a new Philly claimed by the organization on June 1st from Oakland, and he'll make a one-inning start tonight before turning things over to Stevenson Jimenez. Tony, welcome. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, another beautiful night here for baseball in Lakewood, New Jersey at the Shoretown Ballpark. And that's the way it's been since actually the last couple of weeks have been very nice weather-wise. And no exception this week as weather's excellent as we get ready to go tonight. The Blue Claws, after losing the series opener last night, now in fourth place in the SAL North, 3.5 games behind first place Hudson Valley. But the big item is 3 games back of Aberdeen for the final playoff berth as we stand at the moment. Just 23 games left now in the regular season. Of course, the Blue Claws hope to recapture some late season magic from last year. They trailed by 6 games in a bid for the postseason on August 3rd, then rallied to make the playoffs on the final day. They hope it doesn't quite come down to that. But the Blue Claws are in fourth place in the division coming into action today. So, as always, we spoke to the Bull, the manager, Greg Budzinski, before the ball game. A number of topics came up, including some of the moves that were made. Of course, last night's game, we chatted about that. And here's how that went with the Bull, the manager of the Blue Claws, Greg Budzinski.
And hello again, everyone, in the clubhouse with the manager of the Blue Claws, Greg Budzinski. Blue Claws trying to bounce back tonight after a 5-2 loss last night to Winston-Salem in the series opener. And, Bold, the offense just really couldn't sustain anything last night. Just talk about the game a little bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, got a good start from their guy. You know, he moved the ball around, changed speeds, kept us off balance. But I thought the guys battled the whole game and, you know, there's some bright spots, especially out of the bullpen. You know, those guys who came in, Diller looked great. And then obviously got a first look at Chenault, and he looked really, really good. And then Garber coming off the injury came in, had a clean inning. And so it was definitely some good highlights, you know, in the game. And I think, you know, we guys battled till the end. You know, we had some chances there, but, you know, it was one of those nights. You know, and that's the best part about baseball is we get to play again tonight.
That's right. That has to be encouraging for Garber. He did have a squirrel sitting coming off now 2 Tommy John surgeries. So that's a real plus for him that he's able to get back out there and show something.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a confidence booster, and I'm just happy that he's healthy and in a good spot and able to get out there and compete again.
Well, we've heard about hitting season, and for the Blue Claws especially, about the last month or so, it's been transaction season. A lot of players coming and going. Which is really nothing new for you. You've had that experience the last couple of years. But take us through the process a little bit. When a player is promoted from here or is promoted to here, how do you receive that information? Who makes the calls on that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously up top in the front office, they, you know, get sent down to me via some of our internal messaging services. And once I get the message, I get the notification, and I get, you know, to bring the guy in and be the one to send them up to Double A, and it's really cool. It's really special. It's one of the best parts of the job. You know, we're with these guys every day. They work their butts off, and you know, all their goals is to play in the major league. So it's, you know, letting them know, hey, the next step of your career is coming up. You get to head up to Double A and kind of keep going. And it's really rewarding. I know, you know, it's great to see their reaction when you get to tell them, like, hey, you're going up to the next level, and it's really fun. But yeah, we get to bring them in and let them know. And you know, we always have, you know, whether it's a position player or a pitcher, we have, you know, the rest of the staff that you know, work with them every single day and grind with them and, you know, help them develop, you know, here in Jersey Shore. You'll be part of that and experience, you know, the excitement that the player has to get to go to the next level.
Any striking development as you told the player he was being promoted? Any joyous outburst or any particular reaction that you recall? You don't have to name the player.
No, I just think, you know, everybody, you know, kind of takes in the information in their own way. You know, yeah. It's just a lot of excitement and joy. I think one of the fun parts is after we do it, you know, one of the staff members announces it to the clubhouse once they head out the door, and they get to enjoy it with their teammates and the guys that they've been, you know, in the fire with all year. So I know for a lot of guys, it's that, you know, excitement of getting to know that they're going to the next level and then getting to enjoy it with their teammates, you know, afterwards. So it's been really fun to do that.
You've had a couple of guys traded here under your watch, as it turns out. How you Lee last year traded, and then, of course, this year, Bergoya, who came back last night with a vengeance, as we talked about.
He's and Clausen.
And Clausen, right?
Yeah.
Been traded. How do those conversations go?
pretty good. I think, you know, in those situations, you know, it's awesome that, you know, Preston gets on the line and delivers that information to the guy. You know, obviously he's not on site all the time.
So Preston talks to them personally?
Yeah, he calls in and
Preston Mattingly.
Yeah, right. Preston Mattingly, director of player development. And, you know, I think that's really special because, you know, all those guys, even though they're being traded, they were very valuable to our organization to begin with. And he makes sure to let them know that. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, for them it's shocking. They don't know. And it's, you know, big information. There's a lot of question marks, a lot of unknowns that come after that. But I think Preston does a really good job of, you know, letting them know how much we appreciate everything that they did here with this organization. And we wish them nothing but the best. And, you know, from there, the questions and the unknown that kind of gets taken care of, you know, by a big, you know, team, you know, that's on the kind of on the backside that not a lot of people see, where they get the guys situated, they get them out here, and they, you know, get them off on a good note. But we always wish them the best. And, you know, I think, like I said, Preston does a really good job of kind of laying that framework on just letting them know how thankful we are for everything that they did here, and wishing them the best of luck.
Speaking of transactions, Freddie Tarnock goes tonight for Jersey Shore. At least he'll be the starter. He was at one time a top 10 prospect with Atlanta, got traded to Oakland, released by Oakland, picked up by the Phillies this June. He's here on a rehab assignment from Lehigh Valley. And what can you tell us about him and how long he will go tonight and your plans for him this week?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing with Freddie is getting him back, you know, on the field, getting him healthy and getting him, you know, to back to Lehigh. And I know he's gone through a lot and you know, his career just bouncing around organizations, trades, different things, and then obviously the injury this year. And really just, you know, happy to have him here. He's been, you know, super professional, and I like the way he's gone about his business, and, you know, happy to see him out there. But, you know, biggest thing is just getting him in, getting him out of here healthy, and getting him back to Lehigh Valley.
And how long will he go tonight?
Plans for one inning. So get him out, get his work in, and then we'll have Jimenez coming in right behind him.
All right. Well, good luck.
Awesome. Tonight. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
That was Blue Claws manager Greg Brodzinski with Tony earlier tonight. Tony, Blue Claws need a win. They've dropped 11 of their last 15 games since July 27th. Final two to Aberdeen, all six at Hudson Valley. They did go 4-2 in Wilmington and then lost the first game of this series last night to the Dash, and the Blue Claws enter tonight in fourth place behind Hudson Valley, 3.5 games out of a postseason spot, 22 to go. Hardly insurmountable, but they're going to have to play a little bit better here over these last 3.5 weeks of the season.
Greg, they recently promoted Braden Thusnut. A lefty will go for Reading tonight, his first start with the, we can almost call them the Fighting Blue Claws up there in Reading, Pennsylvania. Just getting their lineup real quick. They have Justin Crawford leading off, Gabriel Encarnas Jr., who was here last year, bats third. Otto Kemp, of course, is here this year. He's the DH. Marcus Lee Sang was here last year. He's in left field tonight. Eric Brito, who is here earlier this year, is playing shortstop tonight for Reading, with definitely a Blue Claws flavor.
I'm sure
Fighting Phils tonight.
We'll have a lot of people out there, too. He's from Westchester. He's from Danville, went to Westchester,
right.
From Danville, Pennsylvania. So that's got to be, what, 2 hours, maybe less, from Reading as
up
he makes
in that
his
area,
double
sure,
A
yeah.
tonight. So very exciting for Braden. Wish him the best. Tonight, the Blue Claws will have Freddie Tarnock, a 25-year-old right-hander on a rehab assignment from Lehigh Valley. Originally a high school third-round pick of the Braves in 2017 from Riverview, Florida. He was traded to the Athletics back in December of 2022. That was the deal where Sean Murphy, the catcher, went to Atlanta, and then he was DFA'd by Oakland. The Phillies claimed him on waivers on June the 1st, and he's been with Lehigh Valley, made 5 appearances there, 5 runs in 9 1/3 innings, 12 walks, 4 strikeouts, got hurt, and he's been on the IL since July the 9th. And he'll make a rehab assignment here tonight. He'll pitch the first inning, and then Estevens Jimenez will take over. On the mound for the Dash is 21-year-old right-hander Aldrin Batista from the Dominican Republic. He was with the Dodgers until he was traded for international slot money from the White Sox back in 2022. Began the year with Canapolis. Their low-A team had a 3.51 ERA in 17 games, 84 innings, 73 hits, 33 walks, 87 strikeouts, and then made his high-A debut against Greenville on Friday. 4 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, walk 2, struck out 7 in that ball game. So Last night it was Shane Murphy with a very impressive outing for Winston-Salem. Five scoreless innings, and they will go to right-hander on Green. Batista here tonight. He's warming up in the bullpen down the left field line. Blue Claws will now take the field behind Freddie Tarnock. And Tony, well, we should mention William Bergoya up to 303 now on the year, 11 for 30 with Winston-Salem. He had two hits and two walks last night, reaching base four of his five plate appearances for the Dash last night. Bergoya, of course, a former Blue Claw. He began the season with Jersey Shore and was traded to the White Sox for left-handed pitcher Tanner Banks on trade deadline day, July 30th, just 15 days ago. And you said it on the preview, he came back with a vengeance in the interview there with Bull. And I talked to Bull this afternoon, and I said, yeah, Bergoya came back like a pest. And he goes, well, that's Bergoya. I know Bull was very fond of him all year as a person, but as a player. And I'm sure he was, you know, kind of sad to lose him. Obviously, that's the nature of the game, but also gets a kick out of getting a advantage against him here this week. It's only the second time in franchise history that the Blue Claws have played against a player they traded. And the other one was just 3 years ago when they faced right-handed pitcher Tyler Burch for one inning. He was traded from the Blue Claws and the Phillies to the Orioles for Freddie Galvis. And then the Blue Claws played Aberdeen, the Orioles' IA affiliate, the next week and ended up facing him in that series. Second time it's ever happened in Blue Claws history, and it happens here this week with William Bergoya. Blue Claws have taken the field. Freddie Tarnock will get the start tonight, and then we'll see a Stevenson Jimenez scheduled after Tarnock. Game two of six. Blue Claws and Winston-Salem, their only series of the season. Blue Claws trying to level it up at one game apiece. Back after this, you're listening to Blue Claws Baseball, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shortstown Ballpark in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Jamborisi. And tonight, the Blue Claws take on the Winston-Salem Dash, the High A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Blue Claws High A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, 20-23, 58-51. Winston-Salem, 22-21, 53-56 overall this season. Tony, Blue Claws need a win. They turn to a rehabbing right-hander. That, of course, is Freddie Tarnock, who is getting the game ball from the plate umpire. They actually drove in, Tony, the wrong ball using the Celebrity Ford ball delivery vehicle, because Tarnock has been with Lehigh Valley and is on the 40-man roster. He's using the Major League Baseballs, but they drove in the Minor League Baseball. So Freddie gets the game ball that he needs. Plate umpire is Brandon Schmidt, and Travis Roberson is the base umpire here tonight. Tony, Blue Claws have lost 11 of 15, 5-2. They fell in the series opener last night in need of a W on a beautiful night at the Jersey Shore.
Well, Greg, the Blue Claws would do well to try to get these First two hitters out in the lineup, Nishida and also Bergoya. They're at the top of the order for Winston-Salem, and they're two pesky hitters. We know all about Bergoya and Nishida. We were introduced to last night, and he had one of the two big hits in the ballgame for Winston-Salem after the Blue Claws were already down 3-0, brought in lefty Danny Wilkinson in the sixth inning to face Nishida. He probably lined a two-run hit to left field to pretty much break open the ballgame and seal it for Winston-Salem. And he'll lead off tonight against the aforementioned Freddie Tarnock, who is on a rehab assignment here from Lehigh Valley. He has six big league games under his belt in his career between Atlanta and Oakland. He's had quite a journey, has had to battle some shoulder miseries. He's out there trying to make his way back, of course, to Lehigh Valley and eventually back to the big leagues. And he'll try to get off on the right foot in that department here tonight.
Riku Nishida leads off the second baseman, then William Bergoya at short, and Wes Kath at third. Ryan Delaney at first base, a homer last night, bats fourth. Calvin Harris is catching, bats fifth, and Jordan Sprinkle, the DH. Bryce Willits in left, Samuel Zavala in center, and Eddie Park in right. Your nine for the Dash tonight, their manager, Guillermo Quiroz. First pitch of the game on a gorgeous night, 7-0-7, and Tarnock out of the stretch, swinging a miss, 94 on that heater, and the count another getting one on Riku Nishida, who had three hits last night, including a two-run double to blow the game open there in the top half of the sixth inning for Winston-Salem. And the 0-1 is driving on the outside corner, 96 miles an hour, count nothing and two. Lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system and the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. 0-2, tipped foul, got a piece to Nishida, a left-handed batter. And the count remains no balls, two strikes. 80 degrees is our game time temperature. Mostly sunny skies. Just a perfect afternoon and evening here at the Jersey Shore. It's supposed to be like this the next few days. So it's perfect weather. 0-2 is a curveball, and it's way outside. Nishida, 23-year-old, 11th round pick in 2023 out of the University of Oregon. Began the year with Kannapolis, 90 games there. Hit 290 with 35 steals. And he's 13 for 40 so far with Winston-Salem, and he rolls this one very softly up first. It stays fair and fielded with one foot in the bag by Keaton Anthony, and there's one away. Nishida was trying to will that ball foul, but it just hung in there and stayed fair. So he grounds out, one away, and here's Bergoya, the shortstop for the Dash. Of course, began the year with the Blue Claws, traded on July 30th to the White Sox for a left-handed pitcher, Tanner Banks. Overall, in the seventh league, he's at 303, home run 34 batted in. With Winston-Salem, he's 11 for 30 in 10 games with seven stolen bases. Just 19 years old is Bergoya, pitched by Tarnock, is skied off third, foul down the left field line and into the third base picnic area. No balls and one strike.
Bergoya's not going to hit for much power. He does have one career home run. That was this year. He will go in probably do some more power, but he's a slap hitter, has excellent back control, and will hit to all fields.
Here's the 0-1, and a high bouncer towards second. Long run back, Farquhar reaches out, nice lunging step, spins and throws, and got it. Two away. That was a very difficult play for Trent Farquhar, backing up on that ground. They're moving into the hole, and then once he fielded it with a long stab, he had to spin and make an accurate throw. And he did, to just get Bergoya, who runs very well.
Yeah, fine play by Farquhar there, especially to Farquhar, keep Bergoya off the bases.
Not in the technical transactional sense. Change up his outside, and they appeal to check swing, and Wes Kath went around. It's nothing in one. But essentially, Tony, Farquhar has kind of replaced Bergoya as the starting second baseman.
Right, right.
Farquhar was here with Bergoya. They overlapped for about a week, week and a half. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a miss, breaking ball, nothing in two. But at the same time, you know, Farquhar has kind of gotten the lion's share of time at second base since Bergoya was traded. And before that, Trent was playing a little bit of short, a little bit of mostly at third, and sparingly at second while Bergoya there. But he's been the everyday second baseman since that trade. 0-2 on West. Kenneth Tarnock's pitch in the dirt, breaking ball, and it's 1-2. This will be it for Tarnock, and then he'll go back to the hill later this week, Saturday, I think. And I don't know if that'll be a two-inning outing or what, but trying to get through this first rehab appearance here. And the 1-2 is a changeup swung on and missed. He got him strike three. And then retires the sign. So back to the hill. An impressive return for right-hander Freddie Tarnock. And in order, the Dash are retired. It's Winston-Salem, nothing. Blue Claws coming up. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB team.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Bottom of the first inning, no score. Blue Claws and the Winston-Salem Dash on a beautiful night here at Shoretown Ballpark. I'm Arian Boyd leading it off for Jersey Shore against Aldrin Bautista, making his second high A start. It's Boyd in center, Miller at short, and Mendez the DH, 1-2-3 for Jersey Shore. Keaton Anthony sits safely in seventh straight. He'll bat fourth and play first. Then it's Trent Farquhar at second and Pierce Bennett in left. Batting seventh in center is Jordan Fires. Then Luis Caicudo, the catcher. Diego Gonzalez at third base will bat ninth. Bautista into the line. First pitch to Boyd. A strike on the outside corner with 93 miles an hour. And the count is nothing and one. Bautista, 6'2", 185 pounds. Turned 21 years old back on May 4th out of the Dominican Republic. Boyd at 241 on the year takes way outside. Meanwhile, the Blue Claws bullpen at Stevenson Jimenez. A right-hander getting loose. 22-year-old from Umare, Venezuela. He'll come on for the second after a 1-2-3 inning for Freddie Tarnock. In his rehab assignment, Boyd takes a changeup there called strike on the outside corner. Boyd had four hits Sunday, 1-for-4 last night. Right-handed batter out of Batesville, Mississippi. He's got a birthday coming up, turned 21 years old on Thursday the 22nd next week. And that pitch misses inside 2-2. Bautista pitched against Greenville on Friday in his high A debut. After beginning the season with low Annapolis and threw four innings, allowed one run, struck out seven, and Boyd gets a piece and chops it foul at home plate. Count remains 2-2.
Would have liked to see Tarnock get another inning or so out there. He looked very, very efficient, very strong, and he looked good. Again, I believe he is slated to pitch again on Saturday. Maybe he will go a tad longer.
Miller follows Boyd. And Bautista ready for the 2-2. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. Boyd turned back and looked at Brandon Schmidt as if to say, no, that was inside. It was close. Maybe a touch off the corner. Boyd is punched down. Defensively for Winston-Salem, it's Bryce Willits in left, Samuel Zavala in center, and Eddie Park in right. Wes Cath in third, Willie Regoia at short. Riku Nishida is in second. First baseman Ryan Galini and Calvin Harris is doing the catching. Here's Miller, first pitch. Lifted foul down the right field line. No balls and one strike on the 20-year-old Jersey Shore shortstop.
Who is now the number one ranked prospect in the Philly system according to the revised MLB pipeline rankings, which came out yesterday.
Nothing and one on Miller, and that one is inside a slider. And it's one ball and one strike with Henry Mendez a wedding in the on-deck circle for Jersey Shore, left-handed batter. And a 1-1. Breaking ball, cut out and missed. And it's 1-2. Miller at 2-10 with Jersey Shore. Two home runs and 20 RBIs. He's been here since June 11th. They told him that he was coming up here on June 9th after Clearwater finished the series in Bradenton. It was a Sunday afternoon and Miller's 20th birthday. Drove home, celebrated with his family, and then flew up here the next day. Swing and a miss there. Off-speed pitch from Batista. Miller strikes out quickly, two men away. So Aldrin Batista has now struck out 9 batters in 4 2/3 high A innings. And here is Henry Mendez, the designated hitter at 263. Two home runs, 32 runs batted in. Phillies have two on and nobody out. Down 3-0 in the second inning against Miami at Citizens Bank Park. Here's Mendez, slider to strike. Jonah Bride hit a home run in the first inning, a 3-run shot off Tyler Phillips to open the scoring. Braden Fosnacht's double-A debut, not off to a great start, has allowed a run already, but just got out of the inning, allowing just the one. Mendez, good rip, fouls it back. Two right left, nothing and two. Fosnacht, of course, with the Blue Claws all year, promoted yesterday, and made his, or is making, I should say, his double-A debut tonight for Reading in Pennsylvania. It's New Hampshire, the Blue Jays' double-A affiliate. 0-2 on Mendez. Breaking ball, lined in the air to left field. Overcuts Willits, won't get it. And he overruns it. It bounces behind him and rolls back into the corner. And Mendez will get a two-base hit. So that'll be a double for Mendez. Willits overran the bounce. And bounce behind him. And that enabled Mendez to get into second. So he gets a double. And Tony, he had a two-strike hit in the ninth inning yesterday and is on a really good run. His best stretch of the season for Mendez. He's now 33 for his last 102. That sets up Anthony, who takes outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Keaton, the hottest hitter on the team since he arrived on June 26th. He's hitting 357. With a home run and 27 RBIs. He has a 7-game hitting streak going right now, over which he's 11 for 26. Two hits yesterday. And he swings through a fastball at 94. And that evens the count at one ball and one strike. As Stevenson Jimenez, ready in the Blue Claws bullpen, he will be coming on for Jersey Shore in the second after a 1-2-3 inning for Freddie Tarnock on his rehab assignment. Swing and a miss. 95-mile-an-hour fastball snuck by Keaton, and it's 1-2.
Mendez hitting a 323 now in that stretch that you just mentioned, so he really has picked it up. Good job by him going the other way, too. His ninth inning double last night.
That's one thing he's done all year, yeah.
Also went to left field.
That ball that he just hit was 90 off the bat. He leads off second base. Could be the game's first run. That's up to Keaton, 1-2 count. With two down, no score, bottom one. Breaking ball, check swing, and he went strike three. Blocked by Calvin Harris, tags out Anthony, and the side retired. Three strikeouts in a scoreless first inning for Aldrin Batista. No runs, one hit, one left. And we have played one inning, and no score. ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com, MILB team.
Join the fun of Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Stevenson Jimenez, the new pitcher for Jersey Shore. No scores. We head to the top half of inning number two. And he takes over for Freddie Tarnock, who threw a 1-2-3 top half of the first. So Jimenez, the new pitcher, is a 22-year-old right-hander from Venezuela. The first pitch, a fastball, and that's in there for a called strike on the count. Nothing and one on Ryan Galini, who had a three-run home run last night. His ninth of the year, 222, nine homers, 29 RBIs. Jimmy's pitch is grounded to third. Gobbled up there by Diego Gonzalez in his Blue Claws debut. Fires across to first in time. A little high throw that Anthony reels in, and one up, one down here in the second. Jimenez has had a bit of a bumpy run this year. He's 2-9 with a 7.93 ERA. 64 and two-thirds innings, 87 hits, nine home runs, 26 walks, and 74 strikeouts. So he is the, now I guess, long man tonight for the Blue Claws. Last time out, gave up two runs on three hits and two-thirds of an inning. And that slider is inside, 1-0 on Calvin Harris. That was on August 6th, last Tuesday at Wilmington, the only game he pitched in that series in Delaware. 1-0, and way inside it hit him. So Harris, who was just reinstated from the injured list earlier today, gets plunked with a fastball. And he'll go to first with one out for Jordan Sprinkle, the designated hitter.
Yeah, Jimenez has been tagged by the league for a batting average of .312 and has yielded nine home runs.
Yeah, that's one home run every seven innings. That's just not tenable.
Over.
Sprinkle at .204 with a home run on the year, 26 batted in. Didn't play last night. One of back-to-back Santa Barbara Gauchos in this dash lineup. Bryce Willits is on deck. And a fastball is outside and low. One ball, no strikes on Jordan Sprinkle.
Yeah, this is the Gauchos portion of the of the Winston-Salem lineup.
Sprinkle, fourth round, 2021. Willits on deck, 18th round, 2022. Fastball called strike, 1-1 on Jordan Sprinkle. Defensively for Jersey Shore, it's Pierce Bennett, Amarian Boyd, Jordan Fires, left to right of the outfield. Diego Gonzalez at third, Aiden Miller at short, Trent Farquhar at second, Keaton Anthony at first, Luis Caicudo's catching, fastball just low, good pitch. And a count, two balls and one strike. Runner leading off first base, Harris, yet to attempt a stolen base this year. He's their catcher. Not a big lead. Pitch on the way. Tipped into the mitt of Caicudo for strike two. And the count even at 2-2. A lot of room on the right side with Farquhar, second baseman, up near the bag. Alternate light blues for Jersey Shore with the royal blue sleeves and the blue crab on the left chest with the sand pail over his head. White pants, red socks. 2-2. Check swing. Didn't go. Pitch was outside. Count is full at 3-2. And the Blue Claws cap is the multicolored beach ball background with a white front, the crab with the sand pail on the front, and the tan brim. Open stance for a Sprinkle to the right side. I doubt the runner will go. He doesn't. And the pitch on the outside corner got him looking strike three. Well-spotted fastball by Stevenson Jimenez. Second out of the inning and his first strikeout of the night. That'll bring up Bryce Willits, the left fielder. Willits, 253, three home runs, 34 runs batted in, left-handed batter. One of five in this Winston-Salem lineup. And the pitch is a slider called strike on the outside corner. Whenever you talk Tony to Bull about Jimenez, the one thing they always say is they want him to attack hitters, just be aggressive. And if you get hit, you get hit, but you know, stop nibbling, basically. And that changeup is outside, one ball, one strike. made some adjustments. He had been in the rotation. They took him out of the rotation, and he made a spot start on July 12th, but he's been in the bullpen mostly for the better part of 2 months. That's outside 2 balls and 1 strike. But he's going to get a couple of chances, I think, to start here now over the final couple of weeks of this season. Jersey Shore lost 2 starters to promotion in Moises Jossé and Braden Fosnot. They go to Redding, and then they added 2 relievers. Now Alex Scarbrick and Ethan Chenault tipped at home plate, held by Kai Kudo, 2-2.
Hey, Jimenez has some velocity. He gets that fastball up there, 95, and took something off that last one at 85 miles an hour. It's a good disparity.
Runner leading off first base, 2-2 pitch. Hit in the air to left field and well hit. On the run, Pierce Bennett back into the corner, reaching out and makes the catch in fair ground down near the foul pole. Good play by Bennett. Had to go a long way for that. Runs it down. And the inning over. No runs, no hits, a hit. Batsman and one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. No score. On Valley Line, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
What? No score, bottom 2 at Shorttown Ballpark in Lakewood. Trent Farquhar, Pierce Bennett, Jordan Viers, 5-6-7 for Jersey Shore against Al Green. Bautista, a 21-year-old right-hander, making his second high-A start. Began the year with low-A Kannapolis, 8-4 for the Cannonballers with a 3.51 ERA. I almost said Intimidators, Tony, of course.
They were.
They were before 2020. Pitch inside to Farquhar, 1-0. Blue Claws have a great history against the Kannapolis Intimidators. The White Sox have been in Kannapolis since 2001 in low A. And that's inside Trent Farquhar, 2-0. Trent at 255 in 16 games, 3 ribbies, and 8 steals. The Phillies were actually in Kannapolis as the Piedmont Bullweevils from 95 through 2000. Jimmy Rollins played there. Noted Philly Ricky Williams played there. Fastball high, 3-0. He also played running back for the University of Texas. So that was the affiliation, Piedmont Bullweevils, before the Blue Claws came into existence in 2001. When that happened, Phillies moved up here and played here. They've been here, obviously, since then, low A through 2019, high A since 2021 out of the pandemic. 3-0, strike called. But the White Sox low-A team has been in Kannapolis since 2001. They were the Intimidators through 2019. They rebranded right before COVID and then finally debuted on the field in 2021. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That's a called strike on the outside corner. Meanwhile, the White Sox have been in Winston-Salem since 1997. It's their high-A affiliate. 3-2, swing and a miss. So Bautista comes back from 3-0 down to strike out Farquhar. And he struck out 4 already, 1-1. Gave up a double with 2 out to Mendez, but that's been it. And here's Pierce Bennett. It's pretty crazy, actually, yeah. The White Sox, you know, that kind of stability. They have not they have not had their high A or low A affiliates move in over 20 years. And, you know, neither one is a quote-unquote complex team like, for example, the Phillies have in Clearwater, where they play right at the, you know, at the home, the ballpark on at the spring training site. Played in the same stadium for 20 years. Breaking ball inside of the count 1-0. Or I guess both of them have moved into new stadiums. The Dash in 2009 and the Intimidators, now the Cannonballers, in 2021. 1-0 strike. Speaking of the Dash, they debuted with this name in 2009. And last night they won their 999th game as the Winston-Salem Dash. 1-1 is outside. 2-1 on Pierce Bennett. 10 for 43 with Jersey Shore. 1 for 3 with an RBI double last night. So if they win tonight, that'll be 1,000 wins as the Winston-Salem Dash. There's the 2-1. And a strike on the outside corner. 95 on that fastball from Aldrin Batista. On deck is left-handed hitting center fielder Jordan Vire, right fielder Jordan Vire. And the 2-2 breaking ball hit in the air to center. Pretty well hit. Zavala going back. He's got room. Front of the track makes the catch, the lefty. And that's out number two. So Bennett gave it a ride, but flies out. And that'll bring up Vires, who's 6 for 43 with Jersey Shore since arriving at the start of the second half on July the 19th. The day after his 21st birthday. His fourth year in the system, but he was only 17 when he got drafted, one of the younger players in that draft. And he hits this one off the end of the bat, the shallow center. Coming on, Zavala, still coming on. He's there, makes the running catch, side retired. 1-2-3 inning for Aldrin Batista. We played two, and no score. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Top of the third, second inning of work for Stevenson Jimenez. No score. If you're just joining us, Freddie Tarnock on a rehab assignment from AAA Lehigh Valley through a scoreless first inning for Jersey Shore. Here's Samuel Zavala, and the pitch by Jimenez is outside. So 8-9-1 for the Dash. Zavala, Eddie Park, and Riku Nishida with William Burgoyne to follow should someone get on. Jimenez works quick, misses low. 2 balls, no strikes. Zavala at 188, 7 home runs, 33 RBIs. 20-year-old from Venezuela, takes outside. He came over in the Dylan Cease trade from San Diego in March. He's got 13 steals, so a threat if he gets on, and he's ahead of the count 3-0, and Jimmy's pitch is swung on and popped up. That was surprising. In the air to shallow left, Miller out, Bennett in. Bennett there makes the catch. Hitting 188. He's swinging 3-0.
Yeah, and you're a base-stealing threat if you get on, so it just isn't good baseball. He does have 7 home runs, but still speed is really one of his calling cards. He just don't swing 3-0 in that situation, but he did.
And Eddie Park fouls it back into the screen. No balls in his strike. He was over 3 last night, 246 on the season. The home run in 22 RBIs. Eighth round pick in 2023 was Park out of Stanford University. And he lines one up, third foul. No balls, 2 strikes. Left-handed batter. Then you have a couple of more lefties at the top of the order. Nishida Bergoya are lefty, as is Wes Keth. So 4 lefties in a row from, actually 5, Zavala, from this point in the order. That one is high. And the count is 1-2 on Eddie Park. 7:05 through Saturday, 1:05 Sunday to wrap up the series. Just the 4th ever between these two teams. Park rolls one over to second, softly into the ground for Farquhar. And he tosses the first in time to get Park by a step. And that's out number 2. They played twice in 2021. Dash came up here in May. And then the book loss went down there in July. Jalen Ortiz had 6 home runs in that series. He had back-to-back 2 home run games the last 2 games in Winston-Salem. That was 2021. He got promoted shortly thereafter. Here's Nishida, and he grounds one off third. Gonzalez was charging in to guard against the bunt, and Nishida pulled back and swung, whacked it by him, and he's aboard on first, a single. Gonzalez came charging in,
yeah,
and Nishida pulled back, and Diego kind of dove and half toward the ball, half to get out of the way just in case it came right at him. And here's Bergoya now. Nishida with 7 stolen bases, with Winston-Salem 42 on a year between here and Kannapolis. So I would think, Tony, this would be a great opportunity to go with 2 out, and if you have Bergoya lead off next inning, so be it. Kaikoud was thrown out only 3 of 27 opposing base stealers this season. Long hold by Jimenez. Runner bluffs, pitches a strike. Kaikoud jumped to his feet, but Nishida scampered back to first.
Nishida has 48 steals, Greg, and is less than 2-year professional career. This is his 12th game this year with Winston-Salem. 7 for 8.
Gonzalez still in it.
7 out of 8.
Yep. And that's outside of Bergoya, 1-1. So, yeah, they played twice in 2021. They did not play in 2022. Then last year, they split 6 games down there in 2023. Crazy series that one was. Blue Claws blew a 4-run lead and a 5-run lead in the 8th inning of the first 2 games. Throw to first, not in time. Then the 3rd game, they were down 13-6 going into the 9th inning. Scored 5 runs and left the bases loaded. Lost 13-11 and then won the next 3. Taken out of there with a splint. 1-1 on Bergoya. And that's a strike. Actually, from that point on, after they lost the first 3 games on there, that was the 3rd week of July. After that, they were as good as anybody the rest of the season in minor league baseball. And they flew back into the pennant race and made the postseason. 1-2, runner bluffs. Bergoya takes way outside. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Braden Foston is through 2 for Double-A Reading in his high A debut. Gave up a 1-out double in the second. Got through with a couple of strikeouts. Reading down 1-0. Jimenez under the stretch for the 2-2 pitch. And it's high and outside. Phillies now trail 3-2 going to the 4th inning at home against Miami. They gave him a 3-run home run to Jonah Brunn in the first inning. Now within 1. So 3-2, 2 out. Now Nishida will be going for sure. Bergoya grounded out his first time, had 2 hits last night. Runner goes, pitches, hit in the air to center for Boyd. Can of corn in a few steps. Boyd makes the catch, and that retires the sun. 2 scoreless for Jimenez. No runs, 1 hit, 1 left. Bottom of the 3rd coming up. No score. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the third inning, no score. Blue Claws for the Winston-Salem Dash. It'll be Luis Caicudo, Diego Gonzalez, and Amarian Boyd. Who's Diego Gonzalez? He's making his Blue Claws debut tonight up from low A Clearwater. He was here yesterday and gets into the game tonight starting at third. But first, Luis Caicudo in 21 games with Jersey Shore. I think .167, no homers and two runs batted in. 21-year-old from Lucheria, Venezuela. He'd been with the Diamondbacks the first few years of his career. Phillies took him in the Rule 5 draft minor league phase. Here's a line drive base hit out in the left field. So Caicudo on the first pitch of the third inning singles to left off Aldrin Batista, and he's aboard at first. That was 101 off the bat for Caicudo.
12th hit in his 67th at bat with Jersey Shore. This is his 22nd game with the Blue Claws.
So here's Diego Gonzalez, right-handed batter with Clearwater, .265 in 44 games with three home runs. And the first pitch is a strike at 91 miles an hour. Count is nothing and one. Top of the order, Amarian Boyd, Aiden Miller will follow Diego here, who came up with Alex Garbrick and Ethan Chenault yesterday. Both Garbrick and Chenault pitched in last night's game, each through a scoreless inning. Oh, and one, the count on Gonzalez. And the pitch is a strike. Nothing in two. So no score. This game was no score into the fourth inning last night when Ryan Delaney smashed a three-run home run down the left field line, hit a fire pit, according to one eyewitness. I gave Winston-Salem a 3-0 lead that they would not give up. They won 5-2. Breaking ball. Slowly hit, grounded to short. Bergoglio charges. He's got to go to first and makes an accurate throw to get Gonzalez. Caicudo does move up, though, a base to second. He's there after the 6-3 ground down, excuse me. And one away for Amarian Boyd.
So now Kath, the third baseman, comes up even with the bag to try to protect against the bunt by Boyd.
And the pitch to Boyd is a slider for a strike. Blue Claws came into the day 3.5 games behind first place Hudson Valley. Renegades are losing right now to Hickory 3-1 in the top half of the fourth. Aberdeen is a half game out, and they are no score bottom of the third against Greenville down in Maryland. And the pitch is high. Fastball to Boyd at 95. One ball and one strike. Boyd, 2022 draft pick, 11th round, South Panola High School in Mississippi. And he played all of last year with Clearwater, all of this year so far with Jersey Shore. And he lays off a changeup there. Two balls, one strike. And a week on the injured list after getting hit by a pitch on the last homestand, but he was activated while the Blue Claws were on the road. And he's played well lately. Had a four-hit game Sunday. That's a fastball right down the middle, called strike. And the count 2-2.
Yeah, Boyd.
Not going to get a better pitch than that.
Yeah, I see. He must have been looking for a slider because, as you say, Greg, he took that one that split the heart of the plate.
Aiden Miller is on deck. Both Boyd and Miller struck out in the first inning. And now Batista steps off the mound. These teams will not play next year, so this is the only series between these two teams until at least 2026. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Laced up first foul. A netting right over the tarp. Caught that one. A couple of ground screw guys got out of the way, including our man Tony Delpre on the Blue Claws ground screw staff. Longtime local high school baseball coach and athletic director, right?
At Ocean Township High School, correct, yes. Had some terrific teams there.
2-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Got him, strike three. Five strikeouts for Batista. That'll bring up Aiden Miller. He just Dell just loves being around the ballpark.
Yeah.
I saw him last week. It was like 100 degrees outside. He's out there on the riding mower, you know, cutting the lawn in front of the or the grass in front of the stadium. Couldn't be happier. Dell, why are you smiling? It's 100 degrees and 99% humidity and not raining. It's like, just love being at the stadium. Here's Miller, first pitch inside, 1-0. Miller, 20 years old, 10 for his last 36, had a six-game hitting streak snapped last night. Had a good weekend. Wilmington, 8 hits in that series. A couple of triples. And the 1-0 is a curveball called strike on the inside corner, 1-1. Miller was spending a lot of time today with Adam Everett, the Phillies minor league infield coordinator, who's been in town this week. And they were working on a lot of stuff at shortstop, talking a lot during BP and earlier before BP. Miller tips one at home plate, held by Harris, the catcher, 1-2. Henry Mendez on deck. Boyd, who just struck out, and Mendez are the only two players in the lineup tonight that have been with the Blue Claws all season. And Miller calls time. So no score, bottom of the third. Jersey Shore trying to break through here against Batista. Big lead at second for Caicudo, and a grounder up third and foul. Count remains 1-2 on Aiden Miller.
Miller keeps it going. Henry Mendez, who doubled his first at bat, is on deck.
So 1-2 count on Aiden. And Batista's pitch is a little high. Good eye. And the count 2-2. That couldn't have been too high. it was up, but it wasn't up by a lot. And the count is even at 2-2. Batista only threw four innings in his high A debut on Friday. Gave up one run on two. It struck out seven. So we'll see how long he goes. Breaking ball grounded to third. Right there is Wes Kath up with it on to first, and the inning is over. So the Blue Claws get that leadoff single by Caicudo, but he's stranded at second as Miller grounds out. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the fourth. Tony's got it for you. No score on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun and... Top of the fourth, no score. Here's Tony.
All right, Greg, thank you very much. It'll be 3-4-5 to face Stevenson Jimenez here in the start of the fourth inning. Jimenez came on in the second after Freddie Tarnock on rehab from Lehigh Valley through one perfect inning to begin the ball game. 30 pitches, 16 strikes for Jimenez. And Westcath swings and skies it out to right field. And circling under is Byers, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one swing, and one away here in the top of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Ryan Galaney, who had the big blow last night. Galaney, a three-run home run in the fourth inning, and Winston-Salem never looked back. And the pitch to him is up high for a ball. Played four seasons at Wofford College. And over those four seasons, 34 homers on 134 runs batted in. Takes a called strike. He was the Southern Conference Player of the Year in 2023, the year he was drafted. And the pitch to him is dribbled off his foot. The ball bounces out to the mound, but it's a foul ball. It's one ball and two strikes on Galaney. 24 years old, just turned 24 on June 20th. Pops a foul out of play. And the count holds at one ball and two strikes. Catcher Calvin Harris is on deck. No runs, one hit, no errors for Winston-Salem. No runs, two hits, and no errors for Jersey Shore. Went out, nobody on here in the top of the fourth inning. Count now two balls and two strikes on Galaney. And Jimenez to the plate. Mounting ball is short. Swallowed up by Miller. Steps and guns to first for out number two here in the top of the fourth inning. Brings up Calvin Harris, the catcher out of the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss. He was the catcher on the Ole Miss team that won the College World Series in 2022. They tore through the postseason. They won 10 of 11 games en route to the championship. In the College World Series, he hit 400. And the pitch to him is swung on, pops it foul out of play. And it's nothing in one. Right now he's at 233, two homers on 21 runs batted in for Winston-Salem. Swinging a hard ground ball, a couple of hops to Farquhar at second. He flips to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Jimenez. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's still no score on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer. Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Bottom of the fourth inning, still no score. It's 3-4-5 for Jersey Shore. Henry Mendez, who has doubled in his last two at-bats, doubled in the first inning tonight, doubled in the ninth inning to lead off last night. And the pitch to him is swung on and slapped to short. And it's booted by the normally sure-gloved Bergoya. That'll be an error, and Mendez will reach. Boy, you don't see that often. We surely didn't see it here a whole lot when Bergoya was alternating between short and second, but Jersey Shore. But he bobbled that one. And Keaton Anthony with the seven-game hit streak steps in. Let's see if the Blue Claws can take advantage of the break now. They have a leadoff runner aboard, nobody out, bottom of the fourth.
Second straight leadoff base runner.
Anthony, the hidden Hawkeye, takes high and inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Anthony struck out his first at bat, hitting a 354, a homer, 27 runs batted in. This is his 35th game with Jersey Shore since coming up from Clearwater. And the pitch swings, line drive, left field, base hit. Couple of hops out to Willits, who plays it back in, and Mendez stops at second. So two on, nobody out. For left-hand hitting Michigan State University product Trent Farquhar. He struck out his first at bat. The 21-year-old Aldrin Batista, has struck out five. He has not walked a batter in this ballgame. Luclaw's now had three hits off him. Two on, nobody out. Mendez at second and Anthony at first. Farquhar stands in, shows bunt, and pushes it foul off third. It's nothing and one on Farquhar. This is his 17th game with Jersey Shore since coming up from Clearwater. 14-4-56. It's a 250 average, no homers, and three runs batted in. And the pitch to him. He bunts again, pops it up near. It's bobbled and dropped and foul ground by the catcher Harris, who got there, lunging off to his left, and he had a play on it, and it popped out of his mitt. That'll be no play. No error will be charged. It was a difficult play. He could have made it. And Farquhar gets renewed life here. So no balls, two strikes. How often do you see a player that fails to bunt a couple of times and responds with a base hit? We'll see what happens here. No balls and two strikes on Trent. The pitch to him, he's going to bunt again and takes a call, third strike. So the bunt was on all the way.
I don't think that was, I think he didn't pull back.
I think it was a called strike.
No,
it was a called strike?
No, I don't think so. I think he offered it. I mean, it was way outside. That's more.
Well, either way,
if you remember Justin Crawford a couple of weeks ago, tried, fouled off a couple of bunts and then hit a grand slam.
Here's Pierce Bennett, who flew out to center his first at bat. 2-1, one out. Takes a breaking ball inside, and it's one ball and no strikes on Bennett. 227, no homers, two runs batted in for Bennett. This is his 15th game with Jersey Shore. The 20-year-old out of Wake Forest, the pitch to him. Swing and a high pop fly to center. Zavala lopes in a few steps, waits, and reaches up to make the one-hand catch. And quickly now, two outs, and the runner still entrenched at first and second. Mendez at second. He reached on the error. Anthony single. And here is Jordan Vyards. This is his 15th game with Jersey Shore. He flew out his first at bat. He is 6-for-44. Jordan up from Clearwater, where he definitely showed some pop. Here's the pitch to him. He swings, fouls it back into the netting. At Clearwater, he had 252, 12 homers, and 39 runs batted in, including a three-home run game May 30th versus the Lakeland Flying Tigers, the Detroit affiliate. And the pitch to him. Takes it across the knees. Delivery at 86, and it's nothing in two. to Fires. 21 years old, third round pick of the Phillies in 2021. Left-hand hitter waits. And the 0-2. Fastball wide. It's one ball and two strikes. Mendez at second. He reached on an error. Anthony at first. He singled. That was with nobody out. Now two outs. And Viers awaits the 1-2 pitch. Batista comes set at the letters. And now pauses and time is called. He steps off. So the pitch clock recalibrates. And Batista again in the stretch. And the 1-2 to Viers takes low and away. And it's two balls and two strikes to Jordan. Viers, as we said, has pop. He's got 12 career home runs as a professional. The stretch and the 2-2. Swinging a foul, he stays alive. Tips it back to the screen. The count holds two balls and two strikes. Luis Caicuto, who singled his last time up, is at the plate. Series continues here tomorrow night. The White Sox affiliate here all week. The 7:05 first pitch. And this 2-2 pitch on the way. Let up, called, strike three. Viers looking for something else, took the floater across the plate, and the side is retired. Seven strikeouts now for Batista. No runs, one hit, one error, two left. We go to the fifth. Still no score on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Giamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. We go to the top of the fifth inning here in Shoretown, Lakewood, New Jersey. Still no score. Blue Claws on Winston-Salem. And the Stevenson Jimenez will face 6, 7, and 8. In the order for the Dash, the White Sox affiliate. And the first pitch misses for a ball 1-0. This is the next pitch fouled away. The University of California Santa Barbara segment of the lineup. Sprinkle and Willett, the on-deck hitter. Swinging a chopper slowly to short. Charged and gloved by Miller. Running throw in plenty of time. That's one away. So that'll bring up Bryce Willett, who said that Sprinkle was on that UCSB team in 2022. So they were 44-14. They got to the Stanford Regional, and they were knocked out by the Cardinal. And the pitch to Willits is swung on, stopped to third. Loved by Gonzalez. He straightens, throws two away. And that Stanford team had the on-deck hitter, Eddie Park, who had three hits in the game that eliminated California's Santa Barbara. As a matter of fact, Park, who is on deck, was the voted the outstanding player in that regional. The hitter is Savala. He swings and misses. Nothing in one on Samuel Savala, the number 17 prospect in the White Sox system. Swings and fouls it at the plate. And the count is nothing in two. Savala flew out his first at bat. This, Greg, one of the stronger outings certainly of late by Stevenson Jimenez, who came on in the second. Has allowed one hit, one strikeout, and no walks, which has been key. As I say that, the count is 2-1, and he misses low, ball three. And it's 3-1 on Savala. 20-year-old has been a pro since 2021. Hitting at 188, the pitch to him is a let up across for a called third strike, and the side is retired. Another strong inning for the rejuvenated Stevenson Jimenez. Nothing across. We go to the bottom of the fifth in short town. No score between the Blue Claws and Winston-Salem on MLB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey.
Well, the scoreless battle continues here as we go to the bottom of the eighth, bottom of the fifth inning here in Shoretown. The number eight hitter, Luis Caicudo, who singled his first at bat, takes a called strike from the White Sox number 22 prospect, 21-year-old right-hander Aldrin Batista. Caicudo ripped his base hit the left last time at the plate. His first time in this ballgame. Inside for ball, it's 1-1. Caicudo in his 22nd game, 12 for 67. Swings and taps a foul off third. That's a 179 average. No homers and two runs batted in for Caicudo. Blue Claws have had some chances tonight. They're 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position. Caicudo is in scoring position with one out in the third. Blue Claws could not bring him in.
Tony, great job tonight by Stevenson Jimenez. His night is over.
Very encouraging, Greg.
Yeah, Charles King is going to come on. Jimenez, four innings, one hit.
Outside for a ball.
And no runs.
2-2. We talked about Jimenez, his bumpy season. This is certainly one of his smoothest rides.
ERA was up nearly eight coming in today.
Caicudo swings and misses at an off-speed inside delivery. The eighth strikeout for Batista, and that's one gone. brings up newcomer Diego Gonzalez, grounded out in his first Blue Claw at bat. In the third inning, Clearwater, 44 games, 266, three homers, 21 runs batted in, a couple of stolen bases. Playing third base tonight, he'll show bunt and runs it in front of the plate. It's a foul ball. Hit the plate, bounces foul. And good idea by Gonzalez. He'll come back. It's no balls and one strike. Lucas had two on, nobody out in the fourth. And Trent Farquhar failed a bunt and struck out, and then the next two hitters were retired. Coming up in the sixth inning, we'll have the out-of-town scoreboard for you. And the pitch to the plate is swung on, a broken bat pop out near short. Flag to step onto the outfield grass by Bergoya. And that's two down. Brings up a Marion Boyd. Luclaw's leadoff hitter tonight has struck out twice. Once looking in the first and swinging in the third. Trying to solve 6'2", 185-pound Aldrin Batista, who winds and deals. Swinging a high fly ball right center field. Moving over is Savala. He is under and makes the catch, and the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We go to the sixth inning at Shoretown. No score between the Blue Claws and Winston-Salem on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now!
New pitcher for Jersey Shore as we head to the top of the sixth inning is right-hander Charles King. 6'6", 215-pound, 26-year-old out of Irving, Texas, and TCU. Seven Phillies in February. No score as we start the sixth. 9-1-2 for Kannapolis. Eddie Park, Rico Nishida, and William Bergoya, all left-handed hitters against King, the third Blue Claws pitcher of the night. First pitch on the way. Strike call from King at 95. Count nothing and one. Provident Bank Mobile Banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks and accounts, pay bills and the trade, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. And that one called strike on the inside corner. And the count nothing and two. So, Provident Bank, the sponsor of the call to the bullpen. King on for the 24th time as a Blue Claw. 2-1, a 5.33 ERA. Two saves, 25 innings, 25 hits, 12 walks, 23 strikeouts. So no score. King's pitch grounded back up the middle, base hit, an 0-2 hanging split, Tony. And Eddie Park bangs it through the box for a leadoff single. Just the second hit for Winston-Salem, and King will want that one back.
Yeah, the Cardinal sin, of course, in baseball, giving up hits on 0-2 pitches. Just seems like we see that a lot on both sides this season. And we've seen a lot of run-scoring wild pitches, too, more than I can remember in one season.
King had a tough road trip, gave up four runs in the ninth inning of a loss against Hudson Valley on July 31st. Blue Claws blew a three-run lead there. Inside out, liner by Nishida, foul up third, nothing and one. Gave up two runs in this next game, also at Hudson Valley on August 4th, and then pitched on Sunday in Wilmington. Did throw a scoreless inning in that game. Gonzalez is way in at third to guard against the bunt from Nishida, who singled on an inside-out swing up the third base line. Last time, bloops this one in the air, shallow left. Bennett coming on, slides and makes a nice grab. Good play by Pierce Bennett, sliding catch, charging in from left field. And that's the first out here in the sixth inning. That inside-out liner by Nishida when Gonzalez was racing in, guarding against the bunt earlier. That was the only hit for Winston-Salem coming into this inning when Park singled up the middle to start the frame on the 0-2 pitch. So the Dash have just two hits. Runner leads off first. Park, who's got eight steals, and here's Percoya. And runner bluffs, pitches a strike, oh, throw off from Kaikuno, hits Percoya in the helmet, and now the runner will go to second base, and now check on Percoya. Oh, Kaikuno was throwing down to first behind the runner, and he hit Percoya, who is sitting on the ground outside the left-handed batter's box. And Kaikuno, I'm sure, just feels devastated. Hit his former teammate. Percoya takes his helmet off, and he's being checked on by the manager, Guillermo Quiroz, and the trainer, A.J. Smith.
So that is a live ball then.
Yeah.
Even though the throw hit the batter.
Correct. Now, you can hear it hit the helmet.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So that's a good sign, but it must have glanced off the helmet. I thought it hit the underside of the helmet, but maybe not. It did, because it bounced back. It didn't glance off the top of the helmet and bounce towards first base. It bounced back towards home plate, or towards the direction in which the throw came. Kaikuno was throwing to first to try to throw behind the runner as the catcher, and he hit Percoya in the helmet. And Percoya appears to be okay, and he will stay in the game past all of his tests. And that is certainly a very good sign. Glad to see that.
And a warm moment there as Kaikuno put his arm around Bergoya's shoulder and hugged him. I noticed when Percoya came up in the first inning that Kaikuno gave him a friendly slap on the back.
It's one ball, one strike. Percoya 0 for 2 today. And the 1-0 is outside, 2-0.
We'll start the out-of-town scoreboard for you in a moment.
Excuse me, 2-1.
Right.
Runner leads off second with one out, no score, top of the sixth. King high set, pitch to Percoya, inside and low, two balls, one strike.
So Braden Fosnock making his debut, Greg, as you noted tonight, and he has a lead now against New Hampshire, 4-1. That's the Toronto affiliate in the top of the fourth inning. In Reading, Justin Crawford, 2-for-2, including a double. He's batting .356
That's
now.
Fantastic. That's way inside. Ball 3. 3-1 on Percoya.
Lehigh Valley has Mick Abel on the mound tonight. Now, Abel went on the development list a couple of weeks ago. Since coming back off that, he's pitched a little better, including tonight. It's a 1-1 ball game.
I think that was more procedural.
Yeah.
Just to give, like, they needed a roster spot for a week. I don't think I don't think he really missed a turn. 3-1 on Percoya. And he swings and bounces the splitter foul behind the plate, 3-2.
Well, either way, he's pitched better since he went on the development list just momentarily. It's a 1-1 ball game, bottom of the fifth inning in Worcester against the Red Sox affiliate.
Did you read Matt Gelb on Mick Abel this week? It was very good. Here's a liner up third and fell.
Clearwater leads Tampa 7-5, bottom of the sixth inning. Devin, that is a no. Devin Saltabon has hit his 15th home run for Clearwater, Greg. A three-run shot. And the Thresher's out in front, 7-5.
You got to read it. It was...
I definitely will. I usually see everything on that website. I don't know how I missed it. Well, maybe we can say...
Gelb was...
ever since Matt Gelb wrote the story, he's pitched better.
No, he... That was before. That one in the dirt, ball 4. So Percoya walks. First and second for Winston-Salem. For West Kent, the third baseman is 0-2. I thought you were going to say, since Kel broke the story on him, now he's a trade candidate.
Well, if it was still in July, it might be.
So that was Gelb had written up two Blue Claw, or two, not Blue Claws, two Phillies minor leaguers. You know, nice profile pieces on George Clausen and Sam Aldegheri, and they both got traded right before the trade deadline a couple of weeks ago. They're both teammates in Double-A with Rocket City. Here's Wes Kath, and King misses outside. It's one ball on those strikes. Kath is 0 for 2, 13 for his last 42, though, and a 2.46 on the season. Second-round pick out of high school in Scottsdale, Arizona in 2021. No score, top six, but two on for Winston-Salem. They throw behind the runner at second and not in time.
And on the big league scoreboard, the Phillies, who have been yearning for a big hit, got one from Kyle Schwarber tonight, a grand slam on the bottom of the fourth to take a 6-5 lead over Miami now in the bottom of the fifth.
One ball and no strikes on Kath. King's pitches at the knees for a fastball strike. So 1-1 on Kath. On deck is Ryan Galani, who had a three-run home run last night. And King misses that one, two balls and one strike.
Edithown scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America. For personal service and many other services, call Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900. Insurance Office of America.
And the 2-1 is hit high in the air, foul off third, out of play. The count still 2-2. So it's Park at second. He singled. Bergoglio at first. He walked. One out, top of the sixth. No score. King out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. And a grounder back toward the middle. Long run. Farquhar. Lunging stop. Shovels to Miller. One. And no play at first, but a great play by Farquhar just to get to that ball. That saved a run for sure. And now the Dash have runners at first and third.
Yeah, Farquhar had a long run to his right, and as you said, Greg made an excellent backhand stop and then flipped it to Miller. Two good pieces of action by Trent, first on the stop and then had to make the accurate toss.
Here's Ryan Galani, who had three balls last night over 100 miles an hour, one for a home run, one a foul ball down the left field line, and then one at 110 for a liner to short. And he swings through a high fastball from Charles King. Nothing and one. Tonight, Galani is 0 for 2. 13th round pick in 2023 by the White Sox out of Wofford, which is down in South Carolina. 0-1. That's a little bit low. A splitter from Charles King. One ball, one strike. Chuck was in the Padres organization as a pitching analyst in their biomechanical pitching department. Did that for 2 years and then gave pitching another try. Collegiate pitcher at TCU. Fastball strike call to the inside corner. And the count is 1-2. So first and third for Winston-Salem. Both teams have had a few chances in this game. The Blue Claws have had better chances until this inning when the Dash had two on, one out. And that's a slider way out, a sweeper way outside. Two balls, two strikes. So, if Galani can come through, that would open the scoring. If not, the Blue Claws will have Miller, Mendez, and Anthony 2-3-4 against the new pitcher at the bottom of the sixth. 2-2, sweeper outside, 3-2. So that'll mean Bergoglio, or rather, a Kath will go from first. 3-2 with two out, and Park the runner at third. On deck is catcher Calvin Harris. 3-2, runner at first goes, line drive the other way. There's a base hit going into right field, and that gives the dash to lead. Park scores. Stopping at second base is Kath. It's an RBI single for Ryan Galaney, who's had a big series, and Winston-Salem strikes first. It's 1-0 dash here in the sixth.
Galaney with a little fist pump on his way down to first base as he delivers the blow there that for the second straight night gives Winston-Salem the lead. Had that three-run home run that put them on top for good last night when it broke a scoreless tie as well. So two nights in a row he has shattered a scoreless tie.
Here's Calvin Harris, who's 0-for-1, and he takes a changeup in there for a called strike. And that one down and outside. Blue Claws, Tony, have drafted more players out of the University of Mississippi, or I should say the Phillies have drafted more players that would go on to play for the Blue Claws out of the University of Mississippi, where Harris played, than any other school. But not since David Parkinson in 2017 draft, 2018 Blue Claw. Slow roller found behind the plate, 1-2. Parkinson, unfortunately, was just released from Lehigh Valley last week.
Kid trying to get out of this inning here without any further damage.
1-2 pitch. Check swing. Bouncer back to King. Fields in front of the mound. Long underhand toss. The first save. He tried a 50-foot underhand toss to King. And legging it out safely is Calvin Harris. And the bases are loaded. I don't know why he just didn't throw it overhand at first. Usually you see the pitcher, you know, sprint over towards first base and underhand it if the ball is on the first base side of the mound. Here comes Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach, out to talk to King as Jordan Sprinkle will be the matter in a huge spot of this game with Winston-Salem up 1-0 and the bases loaded, 2 out.
His mistake was he took a couple of strides toward first.
Well, you couldn't. You,
I mean, he just, once he got it, he should have turned and
throw
and
the ball. Yeah.
Instead, he turned and took a couple of steps.
I don't know if he thought because the catcher was running, he just had a lot more time, maybe. But yeah, I don't know. That was a big mistake.
Harris got down there in a hurry too. So now Brad Bergeson goes out there to try to settle King down.
That's a good move by Brad because King knows that, you know, he should have been out of the inning. It was his mistake. And he just, you got to make sure that he doesn't. Brad's job there is just to make sure King mentally doesn't carry that mistake into the next batter. And that batter is Jordan Sprinkle, the DH. First pitch is hit high in the air to left field. Then we'll end the inning. Pierce Bennett there in a couple of steps, waits and makes the catch to retire the side. That could have been worse, but it is a run for Winston-Salem. One run on two hits. Sorry, three hits, no errors. They leave three. Bottom six coming up. 1-0 dash. Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
So the Blue Claws down 1-0 as we head into the bottom half of the sixth. Jersey Shore will go to the bullpen when we go to the top half of the seventh. So here's Miller. And the first pitch is popped up behind the plate. Coming back on it is Calvin Harris. And the catcher watches. It's about 15 rows back. And the count is 1 ball and one strike on Miller. Harold Rosado, a 21-year-old out of, or 22-year-old out of Santiago de los Ceballos in the Dominican Republic, is the new pitcher for Winston-Salem. Batista, tremendous outing. Breaking ball to Miller, strike on the inside corner. Batista went 5 innings, allowed no runs on 3 hits, no walks, struck out 8. So Winston-Salem, Tony, in this series has gotten 10 scoreless innings from their starting pitchers after Shane Murphy threw 5 scoreless last night. Here's the 0-2, and it's outside. Rosado with Winston-Salem. 3 2/3 innings, 4 hits and 2 runs, 1 walk and 6 strikeouts. He spent most of the year with Columbia. That's the Royals affiliate in the Carolina League. 1.85 ERA there in 27 games. Miller inside out, a fly ball to right field, but Eddie Park moves over toward the line to the right fielder to make the catch. And one up and one down. He came over from Kansas City for Paul DeJong, the shortstop who was traded from the White Sox to KC. No one out, nobody on for Mendez, who's 1-for-2. He doubled in the first inning and then reached on an E6 back in the fourth. Here's Hendry, and here's the first pitch. High pop. Very high, shallow center. Bergoy, the shortstop, on the infield dirt. In fact, doesn't even have to get back into center. Makes an awkward two-handed catch, but holds on for out number 2. And it'll bring up Keaton Anthony to first base, who extended his hitting streak to 8 games with a single back in the fourth inning. So here's Keaton, who has a base hit in 2 at-bats. Right-handed hitter out of the University of Iowa. Blue Claws have action of their pen in right field. So King will be 1 inning and out tonight. Rosado's pitch is high and inside. Rosado making his 4th Winston-Salem appearance through an inning and 2/3 scoreless against Greenville on Saturday. Down in North Carolina, here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss by Anthony, breaking ball. And the count is 1-1. 4 multi-hit games for Anthony in that 7-game, now 8-game hitting streak, including one last night when he went 2-for-4. 1-1, curveball inside. And the count 2-1 on Keith. And at the University of Iowa, signed with the Phillies last year. Grew up in Georgia, but wanted that Midwestern experience. His parents went to Indiana. Fastball, I guess, outside. 3 balls and a strike. Hawkeye says that was a strike. They called it a ball, and the count is 3-1. Trent Farquhar on deck if Anthony gets on to extend the inning. And here's the pitch. Swinging a slow roller up third, foul. And the count full at 3-2. 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error for Winston-Salem. No runs, 3 hits, 1 error. For Jersey Shore. Blue Claws came into the day 3.5 back of Hudson Valley in the SAO North. They're trailing Hickory 4-1 and three back of Aberdeen, who's no score in the sixth inning against Greenville. 3-2, here's the pitch. Fly ball into right center. Park cuts over into the gap, the right fielder. He's there, reaches out to make the catch. And the sign retired. 1-2-3 go the Claws in the sixth. We go to the seventh. 1-0 Dash Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB.
Top half of the seventh inning. Blue Claws down 1-0. Winston-Salem taking the lead on the base hit by Galeni there in the top half of the sixth. Here's Wenwei Pan, the new pitcher, and he misses inside with a fastball to Bryce Willits, and the count is 1-0. Charles King, one inning, allowed one run on three hits. He walked one and did not strike out a batter. Pond's been very good since returning off the injured list. This one line towards left center for Boyd, jumps up and makes the catch. Lost his hat, attacks onto his league lead, and there's one away.
Boyd is so fast, Greg, that he almost got there too quickly. I think he raced into the gap and then almost ran by it and had to jump in the last second. As those of you watching on the MILB TV or Bally Live stream saw, but
I think it also carried a little farther than I think he thought it was going to. Here's Samuel Zavala. And he looks at a fastball outside, 1-0.
And that goes over his head.
It's at least two, probably three.
Probably three, yeah. I think, yeah.
So Pond, eighth game back with the Blue Claws this year. There's a fastball strike, 98. And the count 1-1. 12 innings, 9 hits, 4 runs, 2 earned. He's walked 4. He struck out 14. Made 4 rehab appearances with the FCL Phillies in Clearwater. Splitter on the outside corner. Beautiful pitch. And it's 1-2. FCL Phillies in Clearwater for Pond. He had broke a finger in spring training, so he was out for a while and didn't get back to the Blue Claws until about a month ago. 6'5" right-hander from Taiwan. Here's the 1-2. Another splitter. That's a little bit low. The splitter's his best pitch, but he gets up to nearly 100 miles an hour on his fastball. And here's the 2-2. Chopped softly to second. Farquhar to his right. Plays it belt high. Throws back to first. Two away. So Samuel Zavala grounds out. That'll bring up Eddie Park, the right fielder. I would expect to see Pond for two innings. The seventh and the eighth. And then in the ninth inning, Buklas will kind of see where they're at with the score and make a decision about who pitches that. But I would think two innings tonight for Wenwei Pond. Here's Eddie Park, the ninth hitter. He singled off of King on an 0-2 pitch to start that sixth inning. And, Tony talked about it, Fastball outside. It was a hanging split by King on the 0-2 pitch. And it's one of those things that always seem to bite you, right, in baseball. And give up a hit in an 0-2 pitch, and sure enough, that player scores what to this point is the only run of the game. 1-0 is low.
And then he issued a walk in that inning, too.
To Bergoglio.
And just amazing how those walks eventually build towards runs.
Split and strike, 2-1. Blue Claws in the bottom of the seventh inning will send up Farquhar, Bennett, and Fires, 5, 6, and 7. Against Rosado. Inside out, liner foul up third into the sweet level. And one of the sweets off to our left. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. These teams will play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then just 18 games left in the season for Jersey Shore after this series, and only 6 more here. 2-2 pitch is a little low on a split, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. Blue Claws down 1-0 here in the seventh inning. And Pond ready for the 3-2. Yanked in the air to right. That'll get down. Base hit. That was another split, but maybe a little higher up than Pond wanted it. And Eddie Park is 2 for 3. He's aboard at first with a 5th Winston-Salem base hit. That brings up Riku Nishida, the second baseman, who is 1 for 3. Send him here?
Yeah. He is a base stealer. He's got 8. He's been caught twice. He's 19 in his career, which began professionally last season.
So, yes. 2 out, top of the order. If Nishida leads off next inning, right, so be it. And the first pitch lined up third. Foul. Slicing into the Winston-Salem bullpen down the left field line. It snowballs in 1 strike.
Well, they have decent speed in the lineup here at the bottom in Park and at the top in Nishida and Bergoglio.
Fastball there, out some.
Not nearly to the extent of Aberdeen. Of course, nobody does.
Well, they lost a few of those guys. Bradfield promoted, Josenberger promoted within the last couple of days. So they're a whole new, different lineup now, the Ironbirds are. 1-1 on Nishida. Runner bluffs. Pitch is fouled straight back into the screen. 1-2. Now, I would go here. Because the other thing is, at 1-2, there's a decent chance you're getting the split. And if he puts it in the dirt, obviously easier to steal on that anyway. With 2 strikes, I would just send him. Unless you just think Pond's too quick to the plate, which I guess is possible. Time call. Nishida's from Osaka, Japan, but he went to college in Oregon, which is in Oregon, in Eugene. 11th round pick in 2023 by Chicago, the White Sox. Park leads off first. Pond long hold. Runner goes. Pitch is lined behind the runner. Base hit out into right field. And Park goes first to third as the throw comes in from Viers. Pond had been varying his speed to the plate. That was a high leg kick. So he would have had the base stolen easily, but with 2 strikes, pitch was in the zone. He got a swing at it, and Nishida did, and it's a base hit into right field. So not a hit and run per se, but it works out that way. And first and third now for Winston-Salem. And guess who?
Of course.
It's William Bergoglio,
who has a 10-game hit streak on the line here as he steps to the plate. Overall, a 13-gamer going back to his final appearances with Jersey Shore.
Yeah, he's hit safely in every appearance with Winston-Salem. First and third, runner bluffs at first. Splitter is outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Pond and Bergoglio teammates briefly with the Blue Claws this year for 2 weeks or so, but they were teammates last summer in Clearwater for a few weeks. 1-0. Fastball, strike called. 1-1. You know, it's a little different, too, because obviously there's a lot more interaction, even if they don't play on the same team during the season. You know, these guys all know each other from spring training and extended spring training or instructional league. split again. Outside, two balls, one strike. Bergoglio last night was 2-for-3 with two walks, including going 0-for-2 tonight. He's 12-for-32 since joining Winston-Salem after that trade in late July in the deadline for Tanner Banks. Pond, another splitter, line back up the middle, base hit into center. How about that? William Bergoglio, line drive single. He drives in the second run of the game. It's 2-0 dash in the seventh. What a great at-bat by Bergoglio. He has been so good lately. It's hard to believe he hit in the 140s in April. And, you know, since then, he's, you know, right around 360.
Yeah, as a 19-year-old, he looked overmatched.
In April. And he figured it out pretty darn quick.
Yeah. So three straight two-out singles here off Pond.
I don't know if he went to the splitter one too many times. You know, he does throw 98. But he does have a very good splitter, but he's hung a couple. Here's Wes Kath, and the pitch to him is line foul. Now, these at-bats, Tony, are just enormous because, right, you know, two, you're certainly within striking reach, but you can't let it get too far past that. Pond out of the stretch. And the pitch, swing and a miss, 0-2. We're talking about Blue Claw. Braden Fosnacht promoted to Reading this week, made his double-A debut tonight. Five innings, five hits, one run. He gave up his run in the first inning, the third batter of the game. Drove in the run, gave up nothing else. And we'll see if he comes back out for the sixth. I doubt it at 87 pitches, but we'll see. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the split there. Strike three. Side retired. But a two-out rally for Winston-Salem, and they tack on a big insurance run. They do it on three hits. There were no errors and two left. We go to the bottom of the seventh at stretch time here at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws down 2-0. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue...
Seventh inning stretch, Blue Claws down 2-0 here at Shoretown Ballpark. And they will have Trent Farquhar to lead things off here in the seventh. Farquhar, Pierce Bennett, Jordan Byers, 5-6 and 7 against Harold Rosado. And the first pitch to Farquhar is in there for a strike. Aldrin Batista, 5 innings, no runs, 3 hits. No walks, struck out 8. 10 scoreless from the two Winston-Salem starters in the first two games of this series. So the Nash lead it 2-0. And the pitch on the way. Strike called on the inside corner. And the count is even at 1-1 on Farquhar with Pierce Bennett on deck.
Bergoglio reached base, as we spoke earlier, four times last night. Now has reached base twice in this game, including this important insurance RBI single here in the top half of this inning, the seventh.
No balls and two strikes on Farquhar. Pitch by Rosado in the dirt. Breaking ball. Nice block by Harris. And it's 1-2. Seventh inning stretch brought to you by Who is it brought to you by? 7th Stretch, brought to you by JAG Physical Therapy. They're proud to serve as your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services with over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties. There's the 1-2. Inside, good eye. JAG Physical Therapy, fully committed to helping you get back the life you love. Visit jagpt.com. Farquhar, out of Michigan State, some of the Phillies last year. He was in Rhode Island Summer Collegiate League when his agent called and said the Phillies wanted to sign him. And a breaking ball misses low, 3-2. So he drove back home to Michigan, flew down to Florida, and got his professional career underway. Played 1 year at Bowling Green before transferring to Michigan State, as Bowling Green at least temporarily cut their baseball program. Here's a grounder off first, off the glove of a diving Delaney, knocked down by a sliding second baseman, Nishida, no play, base hit for Farquhar. Hit it hard, Delaney made a great effort to get a glove on it, but he couldn't corral it, and a base hit for Farquhar. That brings up Bennett, the tying run. That's just the fourth hit for the Blue Claws. Bennett had an RBI double last night. He's twice tonight flown to center, 0 for 2. And 10 for 45 for Pierce with Jersey Shore. Out of Wake Forest. And the first pitch is low. And the count, one ball, no strikes. I did ask Bennett if he ever played at the Dashes ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they practiced there a decent bit, I guess, before they would play a series on grass. Fastball called strike, and the count 1-1. He joined the Blue Claws on July 15th from Clearwater. We're sitting 249 in 54 games with a home run and 23 runs batted in. Farquhar, good speed, leads off first. 2-0 Winston-Salem in the seventh. Breaking ball in the dirt, check swing, and Bennett able to hold up. Two balls and one strike. Pierce homered on July 3rd against Dunedin. And that is his lone professional home run thus far. Until right now. Here's the 2-1. High fly ball to right. No, it's not going to go. Toward the line comes Park. Crossing to foul ground. The Blue Claws get out of the way in the bullpen as Park, the lefty, makes the catch, and there's one away. So Bennett flies out, one down for Jordan Fires. He's another home run threat.
Yeah, he's just really scuffled here since coming up from Clearwater.
He hit 12 down there.
All right.
Drove in 39 runs, and he, like Bennett, joined the Blue Claws from the Threshers back on July the 15th. He's got 23 in his career, which dates back to 2021. And the pitch to him is low, but he hasn't homered since June 6th at Dunedin. At 3-1 game in late May, did Fires. And he came up to bat with a swing and fourth. Ended up getting a base hit. 2-0 Winston-Salem batting. Blue Claws are batting, rather, bottom of the seventh. They throw to first, and Farquhar dives back here. Obviously, you know, when you're down by two in the seventh, if you're going to go, you know, you better be pretty sure you can make it. But they trust Farquhar, who is 8-for-9 stealing bases with the Blue Claws. I wouldn't be shocked if he thinks he can go if he does try. Not on this pitch. At least here's a hard grounder foul off the tarp and caroms down the right field line toward the Jersey Shore bullpen. Meanwhile, Redding, who led 4-1 after Fosnock came out after 5. It's now 4-3. Andrew Baker's come on, giving up a couple of hits and 2 runs. A home run to Charles McAdoo. Here's the 1-1. And a changeup in there for a strike. If McAdoo's name, Tony, is familiar.
It is familiar.
He was the Greensboro third baseman for the first half when they won the pennant, nosing out the Blue Claws for that playoff spot, and then got promoted to AA. And then got traded to Toronto. So that's why it's been a whirlwind of a season for McAdoo, who's now in Double-A with the Blue Jays. 1-2, Fires takes it. It gets through the five hole of Harris, the catcher, and back to the screen. That'll be a wild pitch on Rosado to advance the runner. So with one out, Jersey Shore runner in scoring position and a 2-2 count on Jordan Vires. Yeah, Baker came in, single home run. Batter reaches on a throwing error and then a single. So Redding's lead is in peril right now at 4-3.
Yeah, Baker had pitched well for Redding since returning there from his stint here at Jersey Shore.
Phillies clinging to a 6-5 lead, bottom seven against Miami. Vires swings and misses. And strike three. Might have tipped it, but he's out either way. First strikeout for Harold Rosado, and runner remains at second base. It brings up catcher Luis Caicudo. Caicudo has one of the four Blue Claws hits in this game, a clean single to left field back in the third. Some stirring in the bullpen for Winston-Salem. This will probably be the last inning for Harold Rosado. Here's Caicudo, breaking ball, a little high, called a strike, and the count is nothing and one. On deck would be Diego Gonzalez, but he only bats in this inning if Caicudo gets on. Runner at second, and the pitch is a curveball, called strike. Tony, tonight with runners in scoring position, the Blue Claws are 0-7.
Yeah, they left a runner at second, the two outs in the first. They had two on and nobody out back on the fourth.
And they were 1-6 last night. 0-2 on Caicudo. And the pitch from Rosado popped them up foul. First base side, the catcher Harris gives it a look. It's out of play. About seven rows back, and the count still nothing and two. Pond stays on for the eighth. No action right now in the Jersey Shore bullpen.
If you're looking for power, there's not a whole lot in this Blue Claws lineup tonight. Only seven home runs have been hit by the nine players in this lineup.
Well, seven Blue Claws home runs.
Seven, yeah, sure, for the Blue Claws.
0-2 on Caicudo. Curveball fouled away. I mean, Vires has power. He just hasn't been able to unlock it yet.
Hasn't translated thus far at this level. I mean, two guys who are long ball threats, Jordan Disson, who leads the team with nine, and Felix Reyes, who has six, but it's a threat any time he comes up.
It is weird, you know, of Marion Boyd stole 76 bases last year. He leads the team. Fastball high in the count 1-2. Or I should say he leads the lineup in homers tonight with two, tied with Miller, with Aiden Miller and Henry Mendez. And Mendez didn't hit a home run until July 6th. So, yeah, this lineup, not a big power group tonight. Here's the 1-2, and that's in the dirt. Caicudo lays off. And the count 2-2.
And all those home runs, all seven of them from the top four.
Yeah.
In the lineup.
Not to be fair.
No,
far
right.
More Bennett, Vires,
sure.
Caicudo.
Absolutely.
None of them have been here since, for more than a month.
Very true.
But again, besides Vires, it wasn't a big power group in Florida either. 2-2 on Caicudo, former Diamondbacks farmhand. Phillies got in the minor league Rule 5 draft in December. 2-2, swing and a miss. High fastball, chased it, strike three, and then retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. We have played 7-2-0 Winston-Salem here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. with the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Wenway Pond back out for the Blue Claws. We head into the top half of the eighth inning. Winston-Salem clinging to a 2-0 lead. The Blue Claws have had a few chances tonight. They haven't done anything with them. They're 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. And of the five runners they've left on base, four of them have been left in scoring position. Here's Galini, and he takes inside 1-0. Galini's had a big series. He had a three-run home run last night. He had an RBI single in the sixth inning tonight to open the scoring. That was off of Charles King. Here's a grounder back right over the mound. It bounces over the bag at second. Backhand Farquhar throws the first in time for the out and one away. 4-3 on that putout. For a moment there, it looked like that ball might hit off of second base, and then it's going to pump up in the air, bounce around somewhere, and probably be a base hit. But it went over the bank right to Farquhar. Phillies have extended their lead to 7-5 on an RBI single by Alec Bohm in the bottom of the seventh. Redding's lead was 4-1. It's now 4-4 in the bottom of the sixth against New Hampshire. So pitches inside to Calvin Harris, 1-0. Braden Fosnot, who gave up one run in five innings in his double-A debut, will not earn the win, but he pitched extremely well. Gave up that run three batters into the game. And from there was held New Hampshire at bay. That one is outside. And 2-0 split got away from Harris. A fourth-round pick in 2023 out of Ole Miss. And that one is tip foul at home plate. Harris from the town of Paosta, Iowa, 2.6 square miles, population 1,908.
One stoplight on the bus terminal. Actually, I have no idea. just guessing.
Although the population has exploded. Yeah. Fastball inside, and the count 3-1. According to the 1990 census, the population was 128. You know, here's a soft grounder past the mound. Miller charges, bobbles it, recovers, and throws. He got it. Nice play. Miller kind of juggled it, yeah, and grabbed it with his bare hand and threw it first. So, Tony, you know the famous Terry Cashman song, Willie, Mickey, and the Duke? Or yeah. talking baseball, Willie, Mickey, yeah, and sure. the Duke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque in Iowa, and that's where Paosta, Iowa is, in Dubuque County.
Again, as I said the other night, where else can you gain geography and history other than a Blue Claws broadcast?
And
a little bit of everything.
Willie, Mickey, and the Duke, right? One of the great baseball songs ever. Swing and a miss by Sprinkle and a sweeper from Pond and the count, nothing in one. What was it? The Whiz Kids had won it. Bobby Thompson had done it. And Yogi. Yogi did.
Little mention of the Whiz
Yankees
Kids in
all
there.
All the while, yeah. Swing and a miss. Splitter from Pond, 0-2. Rock and roll is being born. Marijuana, we would scorn.
One of the great center fielders in that era was Richie Ashburn of the Phillies, but he was just dwarfed by Willie, Mickey, and the Duke as far as prime time, if you will, center fielders back in that era in baseball. Yeah.
0-2 on Sprinkle. And swing and a miss, Pond. The splitter gets him strike three. Second strikeout for Wenway Pond. 1-2-3 go the dash here in the eighth. We go to the bottom of the eighth, and the Blue Claws trailing 2-0. It'll be Gonzalez, Boyd, and Miller on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
So we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Jersey Shore down 2-0. New pitcher for Winston-Salem is Peyton Paulette from Benton, Arkansas, a second-round pick in 2022. And he will face the nine-hitter here, Diego Gonzalez, in his Blue Claws debut. Shows butt, fouls it back under the screen. And the count is 0-1.
Oh, good idea, trying to get some base runners here. Starting with the number nine hitter.
With Winston-Salem this year, Paulette is 3-7, a 5.26 ERA in 22 games, 12 of which were starts. 63 innings, 67 hits. Fastball zipped over the corner, strike 0-2. 28 walks, 73 strikeouts. For Peyton Paulette. Went to the University of Arkansas, second-round pick in 2022. Jaden Estanista warming in the bullpen for the Blue Claws. He's got the knife. Here's the 0-2. That's way outside. And it's 1-2. Gonzalez, Boyd, Miller, and then should somebody reach Mendez and Anthony. So this, if they can get Gonzalez on, this would be their inning here. Right, Tony, for Jersey Shore, you would think.
9-1-2 here.
And Gonzalez inside out, a fly ball down the right field line, foul. Chasing after it is Parkinson, the seats. Down by the picnic area, 1-2. Gonzalez hit .265 in 44 games with Clearwater before his promotion earlier this week. Paulette last pitched on Sunday against Greenville through two scoreless innings. His ERA might be awfully high. Slider, check, swing, and he went around strike three. That's one away. And that is strikeout number 11 for Winston-Salem pitchers here tonight. Paulette's ERA might be high, 5.26 coming in. But his ERA after June was 7.21. And coming into today, he'd allowed just two earned runs in his last 19 and two-thirds innings, mostly since they moved him to the bullpen, as Boyd takes a breaking ball for a strike. So his stuff has played much better out of the pen than it did when he was starting in the beginning of the season. So I ignore that ERA. He's a good pitcher. Bouncer right back to the mound. Boyd flicks his bat away in frustration, and Paulette underhands to first for the out. 1-3 on the putout. Two men away, and that'll bring up Aiden Miller, the shortstop.
Since Keaton Anthony singled for the Blue Claws, third hit back on the fourth inning, the Blue Claws have one hit since then, the leadoff hit by Farquhar in the seventh.
Now, the Blue Claws are getting some help. Hudson Valley trails Hickory 4-3, top eight. Greenville leads Aberdeen 2-0, bottom seven. So if all those scores hold, Jersey Shore at least wouldn't lose any ground tonight. And the pitch to Miller is a curveball for a call and strike, 0-1. But it would also mean a game in which they had a chance to gain ground on both teams that they're chasing for that final playoff spot. So down 2-0, down to their final four outs. Miller swings through a curveball. Good pitch from Paulette, who has pitched two innings in each of his last seven appearances. So I would think this would be an opportunity for him to get a six-out save. He has one of those already. That was on August 4th against Greensboro. Paulette ready to go for the 0-2 to Miller. And a grounder back toward the middle. That's through into center of base hit. So on an 0-2 pitch, Aiden Miller gets a single, and that will give Henry Mendez a chance as the tying run.
So the Cardinals in there giving up the base hit on the 0-2 pitch. That's what helped trigger a run for Winston-Salem back earlier in this ballgame. King had his man down 0-2, give up a single, and eventually led to a run. Luklaus need two, though, and Mendez is the tying run.
And the first pitch to Henry misses low. The count, one ball and no strikes.
Henry with the two home runs this season, 11 in his career, which began in the Brewers organization in 2021.
Fastball low to it. Mendez homered on July 6th. He homered on August 10th, Saturday night in Wilmington. His second as a Blue Claw. Tonight, a double. Reached out at 86 and popped the short. 2-0 dash, bottom of the eighth. Keaton Anthony is on deck. Left-handed batter. Swings and misses. Good changeup from Peyton Paulette. And the count is two balls and one strike. 7:05 tomorrow. Jordan Fowler is starting for Jersey Shore. Mitch Noonborn will start on Friday. 2-1. Low and outside. Ball three. 3-1. Paulette entered the season as a top 10 prospect in the White Sox system. He had a Tommy John injury surgery during his draft year. Still taken in the second round by Chicago. 3-1 on Mendez. Here's the pitch. Tip foul, another changeup, and it's 3-2. See, Mendez, Tony, has the benefit of being protected in the order tonight by one of the best hitters in the league, in Anthony. And even though Mendez a lefty and Anthony a righty, you just don't want to face Anthony at this point for obvious reasons. He's hitting 360. So last night they were flipped with Anthony hitting third, Mendez fourth, but that was because they had a left-handed pitcher. I think most nights you'll see Mendez three, Anthony four against a righty starter. 3-2, runner goes, pitches outside, corner got him looking, strike three, Mendez cannot believe it. He's punched out and the side is retired.
He is shocked.
And I'll tell you what, he's right too. That was completely off the plate on the Hawkeye dashboard. That's a terrible break for Jersey Shore. That would have put two on and two out for Keaton Anthony. Instead, it's strike three, and that retires the side. No runs, one hit, and one left. We go to the ninth inning, and the Blue Claws trailing at 2-0 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
you may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the...
Two changes for Jersey Shore. Jaden Estadista, the new pitcher, replacing Wenway Pond. And the new center fielder is Troy Schreffler. He replaces Amarian Boyd. Boyd grounded out there in the bottom of the eighth inning and flipped the bat away in frustration. And Estadista missed a sign. 1-0. Yeah, Boyd grounded out to the pitcher and flipped the bat away in frustration and does not go back out for top of the ninth inning. And Schreffler takes over in center. Pitches inside from Jaden. 2-0 on Bryce Willits, the left fielder. 7-8-9 for the Dash. Wenway Pond went two innings, allowed one run on three hits, all in the seventh inning. And no walk, struck out two, and Jaden misses again, 3-0. Estadista's 10th game with Jersey Shore. He's allowed eight runs in 13 hits in 15 innings. He's walked five and struck out 18. Began the year with Clearwater, went 1-0 there, 3.77 ERA over 31 innings pitched. Also was on the development list for about a week. Fastball called strike, and the count is 3-1 on Willits. Actually, no, check that, I'm sorry, for... about 2.5 weeks. He was in the Netherlands, some Curacao, fastball, low ball four, so he's eligible to pitch for the Netherlands in international competition and was there for a baseball tournament called the Harlem Baseball Festival. And he walks Willits there on five pitches to start the top of the ninth. That'll bring up Samuel Zavala, the center fielder, who's 0 for 3. Here is Zavala. Dash two, claws nothing. And the pitch is a strike. And we count nothing at one. Zavala was with the Padres in their organization and traded to the White Sox in March. It's part of the deal that brought Dylan Cease from the South Side to Southern California. Breaking ball inside off the mitt of a lunging Caicudo. And down to second base goes Bryce Willits on the wild pitch. Caicudo had to lunge back across his body for that. And it's one ball, one strike on Samuel Zavala. And the Blue Claws are going to come back, Tony, and win this game. There's a much better chance they do it from 2-0 down than any more than that. That one is inside, and the count is 2-1 here. And Estadista in danger of walking each of the first two hitters here in the top half of the ninth inning. Jaden last pitched on Saturday at Wilmington through a scoreless inning, did hit a batter. And threw two scoreless at Hudson Valley on August 4th. Fastball at the knees, called strike. Blue Claws have 16 active pitchers right now, plus Freddie Tarnock, who threw the first inning tonight on a minor league rehab assignment. So you're dealing with what is basically a 10-man bullpen. And here's the 2-2. That's Anthony. He's got him strike three. So Zavala's out looking, one away for a strikeout for Estadista. And that'll bring up Eddie Park. So, Tony, when you have a 10-man bullpen, and then not only that, you know, some of those guys are bulk relievers like Wenway Pond, and when he comes in, you know, he's going to throw two innings. And Stevenson Jimenez, you know, he can be a multi-inning guy. Jack Dallas has done it a bunch too as well. So, you know, there's not a lot of innings to go around for these guys right now. So, especially with the starters going deeper and deeper into games. Now, that part, fastball outside, the Phillies probably took care of some of that with by promoting all the starters to double A. Gene Cabrera and Sam Aldeguerre. Obviously, Aldeguerre got traded, but he been promoted. You know, he and Cabrera had pitched deep into games a bunch this year. Fosnot has done it a bunch this year, and now, you know, they're refilling You know, Jordan Fowler will start tomorrow. You know, he's been out most of the season with a back injury, so, you know, he's not going to throw six innings. He's going to throw three or four. So, you know, there are going to be some more innings. Cabrera, seven times. Aldegary, five. Fosnod, six. Between those three guys, 18 times pitched at least six innings in a start. And they're now all gone. Two in Redding, and Aldegary traded to the Angels. He's in Double-A Rocket City. 1-0. Foul tipped at the plate, held by the catcher, Kai Kudo. And a count, one ball, one strike. Peyton Paulette stays on for Winston-Salem in the bottom of the ninth. They'll get Keaton Anthony, Trent Farcourt, and Pierce Bennett. And you hate to harp on, you know, one pitch, Tony, but if they had called that pitch a ball, which it clearly was, fouled back, and the count is 1-2. But Brandon Schmidt called it strike three to Mendez. You would have had two on, two out for Anthony, your hottest hitter. Now he bats as the leadoff hitter. And obviously, when you're down two, that's a big, you know, a big batter there to try to get on and extend the inning. But, you know, even so, that's a opportunity wasted for Jersey Shore. Or really, opportunity taken from Jersey Shore. Lined up third, foul by Eddie Park. And the count is still one ball and two strikes.
Well, we'll never know.
One and two. Here's the pitch. And that's Anthony's fastball. Got him looking. Strike three. So Estanista strikes out Park. And that'll bring up the leadoff batter, Riku Nishida. Second strikeout for Jaden. And that'll bring up the leadoff batter, Nishida. Two nothing Winston-Salem. They scored one in the sixth off Park. Off of a King, and then one in the seventh inning off Pond on the Bergoglio base hit. Nishida swings and misses over a slider from Estanista. Jaden's from Curacao, former soccer goalie, and in there at 6 foot 380 pounds. He's 22 years old. Pitched in the World Baseball Classic last year for the Netherlands. Blue Claws were well represented in that tournament, of course, with Rickson Wingrove and Mitch Noonborn with Australia, and Chris Adamson, the manager, a former Blue Claws manager, the first base coach last year. He was on the staff there, and Nick Ward was on Team Great Britain. Fastball outside of the count, one ball, one strike. I remember asking Ward, who played first base, and he's, you know, playing first base was great because he said you got to meet the whole team.
Right, yeah.
Like, really? Who was your favorite? You get awestruck by anyone? Well, they all got to first base. 1-1, that's high. Now the count 2-1. Ward is still in this league, actually. He signed with the Braves this year. His third organization, he was with the A's. Then he was, obviously, he got released, played independent ball, signed with the Phillies. Now he's with Atlanta, unless they saw he's still with the Rome Braves.
Still with Rome.
Now the Rome Emperors. Pitch outside.
68 games, hitting .224, two homers, 29 runs batted in.
Yeah, I thought he would have had a better year, to be honest.
Was promoted up to Redding at the end of last year.
Yeah, hit 200 there in 20 games. 3-1 on Nishida, and he takes Anthony's a strike.
Just a great guy.
Great guy. Nick Witt. Well, all time.
Yeah. Wasn't he saying last year he hoped to go into coaching and managing? I believe.
I think so.
Did he say that?
I'm sure he'd be great at it. He's also a scratch golfer.
Just like you.
Yeah. Fouled away, third base side of the count is 3-2. Nick and I could be a scratch golfing team. He gets it on the green. Then maybe. But he's got to get it on the green. I think he's going back to Australia. With the Adelaide Giants. He was the MVP 2 years ago, and then on their championship team they defended last year. And she'd have fouled off a pitch that almost hit him. Slider came inside, and the count remains 3-2. Blue Claws. Down 2-0. Pitch by Estadista is outside, ball four.
And guess who's coming up?
That would be William Bergoya. Meanwhile, Henry Mendez is probably in the dugout saying, are you kidding me?
You're right. Yeah.
Tell you what, that pitch was a lot. That pitch was a lot closer than the one they got Mendez on. It was right on the edge of the zone.
Could have been called a strike.
Easily could have been called a strike. So, two walks the inning from Estadista. Here's Bergoya, who has a hit and a walk tonight. Drove in that insurance run with a two-strike base hit on a splitter off of Wenway Pond in the seventh inning. So he is now 3-for-6 in the series with three walks. And the pitch is a slider high. It's one ball, no strikes. With Winston-Salem, he's 12 out of 33. He's hit safely in every game with a dash. It's 11 now. And he's hit safely in 14 consecutive games overall, including the last three of the Blue Claws before the trade. That one is outside. And the count is two balls and no strikes. Jersey Shore down 2-0. And they try to hang around. They have three walk-off wins on the season. Two and oh, here's the pitch. Outside corner called strike. Bergoya just 19 years old. He was the third youngest player of the league on opening day. Runners go. Pitch is lifted foul down third. Out of play. That might have been a hit and run. 2-1 is a hit and run count, but it's also possible they just both had big jumps.
Bergoya now with that 11-game hitting streak. And then tack on the three in a row he had at the end of his Blue Claws tenure. He has a 14-game hitting streak overall.
Mick Abel tonight, another good start. Five innings, three hits, one unearned run. Did walk four, but struck out seven. Here's the 2-2, swing and a miss. Estadista did something pretty hard to do, strike out Bergoya.
Yeah.
Side retired.
Struck out the side.
No runs. He did also walk two. No hits, no errors, two left. So last chance for Jersey Shore. They're down 2-0, bottom nine. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
So the Blue Claws down to their final three outs here. Keaton Anthony, Trent Farquhar, Pierce Bennett for Jersey Shore. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Blue Claws with just two hits in this series. Two runs in the series. They lost 5-2 last night. They have yet to score in the ball game tonight. Winston-Salem trying for the 1,000th win since they rebranded the team to the Dash in 2009. They're at 999. And they would also love to hand the Blue Claws what would be their 12th loss in their last 16 games. To avoid that, Jersey Shore needs two runs, two to tie, three to win. They have their best hitter of the plate here to start the ninth in Keaton Anthony, sitting 357, and he hits a high fly ball foul down the right field line, out of play. Luklaus have been shut out six times this year, not since June 2nd. Oh and one, and here's the pitch. Hit him, curveball, came inside, plunks Anthony. So Paulette hits the leadoff batter, and that's just exactly what Jersey Shore needed. Now remember, last night they were down by three in the ninth inning, and Henry Mendez started with a double, and he was stranded second. He never moved from there. So, a long way to go, but that's the start they wanted. Here's Trent Farquhar, the tying run. So the Blue Claws down 2-0. We're in the ninth. Pitch to Farquhar, high. It's one ball, no strikes.
Blue Claws are going to do it. They're probably going to have to do it with base hits as opposed to long balls. Farquhar has one career home run. The on-deck hitter Bennett has one career home run, both drafted last year.
Fastball down the middle, called strike. If you're wondering, the Blue Claws have only one walk-off home run since 2019, when Ben Pelletier hit one here against Delmarva off Felix Bautista. That's high and inside the far corner, 2-1. Since then, the only one they've hit was last year by Felix Reyes on September 3rd, the final home game of the regular season. 2-1 on Farquhar. He's the tying run. Pierce Bennett on deck. Anthony leads off first. Nobody out. Bottom of the ninth. 2-1, Winston-Salem. And the pitch by the right-hander, Peyton Paulette, a strike on the outside. Corner of the count, 2-2. Paulette is looking for what would be his second save. Had a six-out save on August 4th against Greensboro. Has not allowed a run in any of his last five outings. And he centered the 2-2. Change up outside, and Farquhar lays off. Ball three. 3-2. Obviously, you won't see Anthony in motion here. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Nobody out. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Held at first by Galani is Anthony. And a 3-2 to Farquhar. Outside, ball four. Just missed the changeup. And the Blue Claws have two on and nobody out. That was outside. It was closer than the one they punched Mendez out onto in the eighth inning. And the Blue Claws will bring the winning run of the plate here in the ninth inning. Pierce Bennett, the batter, he's 0 for 3 and 10 for 46 as a Blue Claw. Pitching coach is John Kovalik, and he goes out to the mound to have a word with Paulette.
Anthony with decent speed at second, but the tying run, Farquhar, has good speed. He's at first.
If you're wondering, here are the game-ending home runs hit by the Blue Claws, walk-off homers, since 2015. Cort Sandberg, 2015. Jan Hernandez, third baseman, remember him? 2016.
I do, yes.
Austin Listy against Kannapolis, the White Sox affiliate, on Labor Day, 12th inning, 2017, to end the season.
That's right, yeah.
Simone Luziani, 2018, his first professional homer. Ben Pelletier, 2019. And Felix Reyes in 2023. Here's Bennett, first pitch, outside curveball. Misses in the count, one ball, no strikes. So Jersey Shore trying to come back and walk it off. On deck is Jordan Viers and then Luis Caicudo. Paulette out of the stretch, pitch to Bennett. Fastball, strike called on the outside corner. That evens it up at 1-1.
Bennett showing no signs of laying one down here.
I mean, honestly, you want him swinging.
Yeah.
An RBI double last night. Here's the 1-1. Curveball, called strike. Good pitch on the inside corner. And it's 1-2 on Pierce. You know, Viers has struggled. Caicudo has struggled. You want Bennett to try to swing away. But, you know, it only takes one. It's the beauty of it. Here's the 1-2. In the dirt, breaking ball blocked by sprawling Calvin Harris, and it's two balls and two strikes.
So a hit batter and a walk to begin the bottom of the ninth inning for Jersey Shore. not usually if you're the opposing team, is an invitation to big problems.
And Bennett just gets a piece of a breaking ball. And the count is 2-2. I mean, if you... You know, a two-run game of the night, didn't you almost have to play SpongeBob, as they just did for some reason.
Of course.
2-2 pitch. Bouncer up third, foul. And the count remains even at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
On the year, just a few games with Jersey Shore. Bennett, 217, no homers, 2 runs, batted in. This is his 15th game.
Bennett with one career homer. It was July 3rd this year with Clearwater. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball grounded to short. Could be two. Burgoyne to his right field. Goes to second. There's one on the first double play. Pierce Bennett grounds into a 6-4-3 double play started by his ex-teammate William Burgoyne at short. And there are two men down here in the ninth. Anthony does go to third, but Farquhar is out at second. And now Viers bats instead of as the winning run, as the tying run in the ninth.
Yeah, Burgoyne made a nice play going to his right backhand and starting the 6-4-3 double play. Got Bennett by a stride on the relay at first.
And that was trouble as soon as he hit it.
Yeah.
Here's Viers, 12 home runs this year, all with Clearwater. First pitch, swing and a miss, big cut from the Texan. And McCown, another good one. Viers had committed to Arkansas before signing with the Phillies. He could have been a teammate of Paulette there if... He didn't sign with Philadelphia out of the third round 3 years ago. And he gets this one in the air into right center, cutting over Park. He's there. The right fielder makes the catch. And the ball game is over. For the second straight night, the Blue Claws threatened in the ninth and failed to score. No runs, no hits, double play, one left. Your final tonight from Shoretown, it's Winston-Salem 2 and Jersey Shore nothing. So the Blue Claws dropped their 12th game in their last 16. And they will now need help to stay 3 back of Hudson Valley, or 3.5 back of Hudson Valley, who is losing in the ninth inning, and 3 back of Aberdeen. They're also losing in the ninth inning. But not the night the Blue Claws wanted. Get shut out for the 7th time. 2 runs, 7 hits for Winston-Salem. 1 error, no runs, 5 hits. 1 error for Jersey Shore. Winning pitcher is Harold Rosado. Excuse me. The winning pitcher is the starter, Aldrin Batista. He's 1-0. And the losing pitcher, Jersey Shore, is Chuck King. Peyton Paulette is second save. Blue Claws are 20-24, 58-52. Winston-Salem is 23-21, 54-56. Time of the game was 2 hours and 29 minutes. Tony will have the post game. We'll be back tomorrow. Jordan Fowler with it for the Claws on the mound, 7-0-5. Tony, take it away.
Blue Claws offensive woes continue in this one tonight. Blue Claws just had 2 hits after the fourth inning and wind up with 5 in the ballgame. They had a couple of chances early. Best one was with 2 on, nobody out in the fourth inning. But a strikeout, fly ball, and another strikeout ended the threat. And again, a golden chance in the bottom of the ninth, usually with the benefit of a hit batter and a walk to begin any inning, you're going to get a runner at least one, maybe two, because I needed two, but a double play ball and a flyout quickly ended things for Jersey Shore, which now dropped the first 2 games in the series. As Greg said, shut out for the 7th time this season, the first time since June 2nd versus Brooklyn. The Phillies snapped their losing streak tonight. 9-5, they beat the Marlins. Hallelujah. Kyle Schwarber ground slam on the bottom of the 5th, put them up 6-5, and they were able to pull away with a 3-spot in the 7th. And Phillies get back in the win column finally tonight, 9-5 over the Marlins. They'll begin a 4-game series at home with the Nationals tomorrow night. On the affiliate scoreboard, the Fighting Phils and New Hampshire have gone to the top of the 9th now. Andrew Schultz, a former Blue Claw, on in relief. 5-4, Fighting Phils lead it. Dustin Crawford, 2 more hits in the ballgame. He's hitting .347. Braden Fosnock started the ballgame for Redding, and he bet the first 5 innings, allowed just 1 run, left with a 4-1 lead, and Andrew Baker gave up three runs to tie it, but now it's 5-4 Redding. They go to the top of the ninth at Redding. Clearwater got a three-run home run from Devin Saltabon, his 15th of the year, but it was not enough as Tampa downed the Threshers 8-7 in Clearwater. Worcester defeated Lehigh Valley by a score of 2-1, despite a good start by Mick Abel, who went five innings, allowed three hits, one run. It was not earned. He walked four, and he struck out seven and does not figure in the decision. Lehigh Valley losing that by a score of 2-1. Here again in Lakewood, Winston-Salem, two runs, seven hits, one error. Jersey Shore, 0-5-1. Batista gets the win. He's 1-0. King takes the loss. He is 2-2. So the Blue Claws will try to get their first win in the series tomorrow night. That'll be a 7-5 start. Mitch Noonborn, 3-4, 2.40 ERA, will be opposed by Jake Bockenstedt, 1-1 with an ERA of 9. That is a 7-05 first pitch, and Greg and I will have it for you at 6:50 tomorrow night from right here at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Tonight's game produced by Ryan Caldwell. Social media, Taylor Petrangelo, and from Greg. And for Greg Jamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here tonight, Winston-Salem 2 and the Blue Claws nothing. Have a clawsome rest of your evening, everyone.